Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to God's Resurrection Power Church of Christ Ministry. My name is Apostle David Callender. I'm your host, and Holy Spirit is our overseer. We are a Bible-believing ministry that is teaching, preaching, and reaching the lost souls of this sin-sick world for the kingdom of heaven in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We are excited and we are delighted because the Lord God, our Savior, has granted us one more day in the land of the living. And we don't take it lightly. We don't
Amen.
Take it for granted, but we honor that He has chosen to give us another day in the land of the living. So for that, we're going to give Him play about two worship songs, because I had a hard time trying to get on here. Blog Talk Radio system is playing the game. So I'm going to send them a message this evening, though. And if they don't get the electronic technical things together, I will get another site. Anyway, let's play one song and two songs, and then we'll bring in the prophetess. She's already on the line. We are excited for what the Lord is going to do today, because the Lord, He is merciful, and He is compassionate, and He is forgiving. He is full of love. His love Yes. surpasses all that we can even think or ask for. Glory to God. So let us just worship and set the atmosphere for this powerful message that I see coming here. I've taught on this particular topic before, the day of the Lord. It's going to be a powerful word. I tell you, you better get ready for it. It's coming on. Let's worship a couple of songs.
Let God breathe on us tonight. Rain of your presence. Father, we thank you for your presence tonight. And God, we say we're desperate for you, Lord. And we just lift up our voice for a few moments and just say, God, we long for more of you tonight. Oh, don't be afraid just to lose yourself in the presence of God just for a few moments. Oh, we're desperate for you, Lord. We're desperate for you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Your presence fall again. Your clothes like the rain over us. Over us. Oh Lord, let your presence fall again. Your glory like the rain over us. God, we need you for over us. Cause we are thank you.
Come on, somebody lift up your voice and sing on Jesus' name. We are.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, my soul, magnify your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. That you fix everything. That the devil has tapped with to keep your word from going forward. Lord, the computers, the phones, you on the internet, God, I ask you, Holy Spirit, to just speak your words. And everything will line up in the order that you see fit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm doing all I can, holding up his name, and I ain't gonna let it go down. I'm doing all I can, holding up his name, and I ain't gonna let it go down. Jesus, save my soul, sanctify me, make me whole, and I ain't gonna let it go down. I'm gonna lift him high as I can. I'm gonna lift him high as I can. Oh, I ain't gonna let his name go down. I ain't gonna let his name go down. Hey, I'm gonna live.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, hey.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's weird, but I see my program stuck. Let me see where we are. Okay. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for this morning. Lord, we thank you for this time to be at your table. O God, we ask you to speak to us and speak through your servant. God, you, sir, O God, as the apple of your eye. We ask, Father God, that you would magnify your name, O God. Let your name be above all that stands right now, God. We honor you with all that we say, all that we do, Lord God, and we are listening to hear from you. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you would speak to this woman of God, that her tongue would become the pen of a ready writer. God, she would write on our hearts today. Lord, that what she say, God, would would glorify you, would edify your body and terrify the devil. Father, we just thank you right now. We thank you for touching the north, the south, the east, and the west, O God, and causing the winds to take this word, O God, all over the world, Father. We pray today, God, as she take her time, God, and deliver this message, God, that it would uproot everything that is satanic, everything that is demonic, everything that is a witch, a warlock, a soothsayer, a juju worker. God, that would uproot them. God, that would not be able to stand, oh God. It would be like a hammer in their ears, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Come on in, prophetess. We pray, God, use you today as always. As never
Please.
Before. Come on in.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord this morning for this opportunity. I thank and praise God for our overseer, Apostle Callender. In the absence of Apostle Washington and Bishop Washington, and to Brother Deacon and to Mother, I can't think of her name, but the mother that do the reading, God bless her this morning.
Mother Grant.
Grant, let me write that down real quick.
Yeah, very easy name to remember. Grant.
Okay, I got it. Okay, Mother Grant. Okay. And I thank God for this opportunity to be here this morning. Amen.
Yep.
Thank you, Jesus. My subject this morning, I'm coming from 1 Thessalonians. Can y'all hear me good? Apostle?
Yes, Prophetess, you're nice and clear.
Okay. 1 Thessalonians.
Nice and clear.
The fifth
yes.
chapter. I'm going to be beginning at the first verse. But my subject is the day of the Lord.
Where's your pa? You got to do something when you're here.
Yeah.
Sorry, prophetess. I was talking about Rhonda. I'm sorry.
It's okay. The day of the Lord. And we know each day, each morning, that the Lord let us wake up and we look around in the room. We know how we can see. And we know that when we get up, we know that the Lord has gave us activity of our limbs and a portion of our health and strength. Not necessarily to get up feeling so good, but you still can get up and move, amen? You got a mouth to pray. So my subject is the day of the Lord, but I say this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So every day we need to give God some praise. Hallelujah. We need to worship his name. Hallelujah. Give him thanksgiving. Hallelujah. For the things that he has done. Because this is the day of the Lord. Amen. And I'm going to be coming from the first verse. In the fifth chapter of 1 Thessalonians, he said, but of the time and the season, cometh the time and the season. Brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. See, they would want to know what the time of the season when he come back. Because, you know, in my other Bible, it was saying the second coming of the Lord. And then the Bible I'm reading out now said the day of the Lord. But they were still concerned about when he was coming back and how long before Christ comes. And they want to know what point in history tells us when he shall come. Amen. And the second verse was saying, for yourself know perfect that the day of the Lord so come. We know one thing. We can't say when he come, but we know. Those of the believers today know for sure he coming. We can't tell you whether he's going to come today or tomorrow. But we can say, you know, that's something I can guarantee every Christian. You can go from one to the other and just say, do you truly believe the Lord is coming? They're going to say yes. The believers are. They're going to, I don't know when, but I believe he's coming. I believe he's coming because the word says so. I believe whatever the word says so. Amen. The day of the Lord come. And it go on to say, the day of the Lord, it will be a great tribulation. He coming. He coming. Oh, yes, he coming. Amen. And then it went on to say, in the midst of this tribulation of a new heaven and a new earth, he coming. He coming back. He said he's coming as a thief in the night. A thief in the night. Not necessarily letting us know it will be night. It might be night. But he's coming unexpectedly. When you are unexpecting, so many going to be unprepared to see his way coming. Amen. That's why we tell you every day on Block Talk, hallelujah, on Block Talk Radio, to get yourself ready. And those that are ready, stay ready, hallelujah, stay ready. It's so important to stay ready, hallelujah. You know, sometimes we say, well, I've been saved 40 or 50 years. It doesn't matter. Hey, in that 40 or 50 years, I said some salt have fell off of you. You know, I talk about that salt because the Bible said, hallelujah, we are the salt of the earth. And so many peoples of God don't realize a lot of salt has fell off of them. And we need to tell God, Lord, oh God, put that salt back up on me. Put your salt. Preserve me. Salt preserve us. Hallelujah. We flesh. Hallelujah. We are flesh, hallelujah. But we know the Spirit of God, that those that gave God their heart live on the inside. And we need to be ready when Jesus comes. That's not a playing thing. We know we don't have time for playing. We played when we was kids, hallelujah. But as we grew up, hallelujah, we began to think, hallelujah. We began to live like a grown person should have lived. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We don't supposed to play with little toys. I mean, you know, sometimes you might have grandkids and they, you know, play with their toys, you can play. But the word of God wasn't talking about that. Don't stay in that little baby mind. We're supposed to think on the mind of Christ Jesus. The Bible said, think on the things of above. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's all good things is above. Hallelujah. But he is coming back. He's coming back at the moment. You know not. That's why the Bible said, be ye also ready. He sent us to be ready. Hallelujah. If he come at the night, hallelujah. Oh, you ain't got to worry because, hallelujah, when he snatched that breath from you, he's going, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And when he comes back, hey, he's going to have you with him in the clouds. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise God. And he went on to say in the second verse, for yourself know perfect that the Lord is coming. He is coming. He's coming. Being with that great tribulation. Mm-hmm. And that great tribulation, it's going to come. It's going to come into the earth. But then he also said, but the new heaven and the new earth. God already, when he went back to his throne, hallelujah, he told the disciples, and I always say disciples and all those that stood around, he was going away. But he was going to send us a comfort back here. And that comfort, which was the Holy Spirit, and that Holy Spirit is our power in the earth. Hallelujah. So many people said they don't need it. But, you know,
I just ask the Lord to open their eyes, open up their eyes to the heart that they see. They need that. That they ask is power, power to live in and to study the word of God, to do what the Spirit of God lead them to do. Hallelujah. And then John said, hallelujah, he sees that new heaven and that new earth. You know, you can find all that in the book of Revelation. But the third verse says, for when they shall say peace and safely. You know, so many people say, oh, I got so much peace. I ain't worried about nothing. And they say, oh, I got it together. Hallelujah. I know him, and he know me. Well, I take it as a figure of speech. You better make sure you got it together. Because he said, when you said safety, he said, then selling destruction come up on them. He come up on you. Hallelujah. He going to come in the earth, and people in the earth saying, well, we got peace now. We got peace now. We got safety now. But suddenly destruction comes. And the destruction that's going to come in a middle point of the 7 years and the period. And the Antichrist, the Bible said the Antichrist is going to come. So many people don't want to talk about that. But he already here, but he ain't really present himself like he's going to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's going to invade Israel. You can find that in Revelation 12. 1-6. He said, as prevailing upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Other words, that great tribulation. You know, maybe very few women with a child are pregnant with a child, and she passed on before the baby born. But I'm telling you, if a woman is pregnant, that baby going to come. They're going to come. Sometimes even come when the woman don't expect it. Sometimes even the doctor gave her one day and she'll have it before time, or either she'll have it later. But it's going to come. Amen. And you turn to Matthew, St. Matthew, 24th chapter and the 21st verse. And I know last night I was reading this and I looked back in Revelation. It was talking about that woman. She had that male child. Hallelujah. And after she had that male child, lift that child back up to God. And she went into the wilderness and she was fed. God had a provider food for her. But it all is in the book of Revelation. Tell us about this woman. Hallelujah. The fourth verse saying, but you, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. Now, brethren, we talking about spiritual people. Christian, having a spirit in the enlightenment, which only comes from the word of God. Then you can be a brother. And you got the spirit of God, and I got the spirit of God in me. You are my brother, and I'm your sister in the Lord. So we don't put you in no darkness. We're not walking around here in darkness. We walk around in the spirit. And the spirit is not darkness. The spirit is light. Amen. He said that the day shall overtake you as a thief. Don't walk around here in darkness. Don't say you got it together. Oh, me and Jesus got a thing going on. You know, I don't like to hear that, but you know, people can say what they want to say, you know. But you and Jesus ain't got nothing going on. Jesus got something going on. Hallelujah. Especially you ain't living up to his word. Hallelujeah. Because he said that they should overtake you as a thief. No believer should be caught unaware. Now, we said we are believers. We shouldn't be caught whenever he called our name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because if he called our name, no, give me another chance. It's too late. But if you become sick, lay there maybe a day or two, a week or two, you have time to pray. Yes, he will forgive you. Hallelujah. He will forgive you. But if he comes and you don't have the opportunity, time to pray, we know according to the word of God and where you're going to lift your eyes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because he's given us the opportunity today. He said, this is the day of the Lord. Mm-hmm. He said, the day of the Lord. Hallelujah. The day of the Lord is drawing nigh. Hallelujah. It's drawing. It's coming. We don't know when it's going to come to that end. But we got to be ready. Hallelujah. We telling people every day, and not only on Block Talk, but we stress the word on Block Talk because we know the word of God is going all over the world, and we want people to give their heart to God. Even those that don't even believe in worshiping some other God, that the word God will pierce their heart, hallelujah, pierce their heart, and they begin to question, hallelujah, God, you're the real God. Because I thought the God that I'm serving was real. But if you're the real God, you show me. I tell you, not guarantee it, he will show you that he is the real God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Dead glory be to God. I have heard the many testimonies of Muslim people have came to God. So many I have heard that because of their whatever faith, whatever they believe, you know, some of them, you know, almost lost their life because they departed from that. But some say they had came over to God and got filled with his Holy Spirit. At the ministering the word of God. Hallelujah. God opened their eyes. Hallelujah. We need to pray daily that God open up the eyes. Open up my eyes to my heart. That hallelujah. Because that's what you deal. And he dwells in the hearts of men. Hallelujah. We need our eyes to be open to our heart. And our ears to be open. That we can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He ain't going to lead us in the wrong direction because his way is the straight. His way is the narrow way. Hallelujah. So narrow, two can't walk side by side unless they're in agreement. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just praise God for his word. God's word is so good. He's gooder than honey. Hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm. Hallelujah. I love honey. It's good than honey. Hallelujah. Hey, put that honey in those hot biscuits. I used to love them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I'm going to say this, but I'm still in the word. It was years ago coming up. No, we used to put the honey in our biscuit. No other restaurant, you know, that, you know, we heard people going to at that time that we weren't able to go to a restaurant. And then that was a point of time, you know, we didn't eat honey. Not on a biscuit, but we just like to put it in a spoon and just eat it like that. But my sister and her husband went to some restaurant in Birmingham. And she said, they had honey and biscuit. She called me and told me, I said, honey and biscuit? Nobody eat that anymore. She said, oh, yes, that's a popular thing. So, you know, we laughed about it and went on. But to me, that good old hot biscuit, and you put that honey in there, oh, I tell you, Jesus is better than that. Mm-hmm. That was good. Hallelujah. He is honey in the rock. Hallelujah. But I'm talking to the Christian people as well as the unsaved. Don't be caught in the dark. Don't be caught as a thief. Because when he come back in, if you ain't got it together, you're nothing but a thief. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, he's talking about no believer should be caught unaware. Mm-mm. No believer. His word is out here. We got his word. He left his word as a road map for us. We need to take time. We need to take time. We got time to do this. Got time to do that. We at least need to give him, hallelujah, a good 30 minutes to read his word. Some people say, I ain't got 30 minutes. Oh, you got more than 30 minutes. 30 minutes is just a 30 little minute. But you got all day, and I know you got to work. Hallelujah. I know you have to cook and prepare the food for your family. Hallelujah. I understand your body be so tired sometimes. But you might sit up in the chair and fall asleep or wake up. Hallelujah. Put that Bible in your lap. Hallelujah. Quote that word. Read that scripture. Quote it. Quote it. Quote it. Hallelujah. Let it get down in your belly. Hallelujah. And let it come back up. Hallelujah. Meditate up on that word, God. Hallelujah. Tell God, hallelujah, God, you say, hallelujah, if I meditate on your word day and night, hallelujah, you shall prosper and I'll have good success. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I just stay in your word, God, hallelujah, you said doors will be, I say the most sure, doors will be open. Hallelujah. Because some people say doors that need to be closed, and doors that need to be closed, you will close those doors. I'm talking about Jesus. Hallelujah. Because the Bible said in the day of the Lord, hallelujah, the Bible said he telling us to be ready when he comes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I said, God, he's all right by himself. Hallelujah. I praise him for giving us opportunity each and every day that we breathe to get it right with him. Hallelujah. And we don't want him to come and catch us. Hallelujah. With our work undone. And the fifth verse say, are ye all children of the light and the children of the day? Mm-hmm. If we are in God, we are children of the light, children of the day. Knowing Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world. And you find that in John, St. John 8 and 12. He's the light of the world. So we need to let that light shine in us. Hallelujah. Even on our job. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When we even going in the grocery stores, the shopping malls, let that light shine upon you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, we are not of the night nor darkness. Mm-mm. We are not children of the night or darkness. The believers is to be in total difficult, a different atmosphere of operation. Hallelujah. The believers. Hallelujah. Hey, glory be to God. The believers. You walk the light. The Shekinah, the glory is upon you. Hallelujah. My God. You totally different. Hallelujah. Hey, you different in the crowd. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You walk different. Hey. Glory be to God. You talk different. Hallelujah. You treat mankind in a perspective way. Hallelujah. Out there not acting like somebody from some other place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It said, therefore, let us not sleep as do others. I'm going to go ahead and read the verse and I come back. But let us watch and be sober. He's saying to us, Paul is saying to us, let not us sleep as others. But he said, be overcomer. We got to be an overcomer. Hallelujah, be an overcomer in this life. We got to live as an overcomer. We cannot allow things to come in our life to make us sleep, make us sober. He said, but let us be sober, watch, and be sober. Christian. The Christian is to maintain his relationship with Christ by continually being watchful, even as he regard his personal life. You guard your life. You be sober. You ain't got time to allow yourself to be sleep. He said, be sober. Be awake. Be alert. Everything going on. Hallelujah. Because there's a lot of stuff going on. It's try to look like Jesus.
Uh-huh.
But ain't him. Uh-huh. And try to show up like he's Jesus. Try to talk like he, but he ain't. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you be sober. You be sober. You know what the word says. You ain't going to move. Hallelujah. You ain't going to move to the left or the right. Hallelujah. When you truly is a child of God, because you know you, he told us to watch. Because we are aware all this stuff going to be around us. Hallelujah. Because he's going to come. That devil going to come any way he can. He's sending them his old fairy dots out there and them his I call them little devils, all them little devils, and present they say, oh, yes, I'm saved. Oh, girl, I just like you. It's just something about you, like you. Let's have dinner sometime. Mm-hmm. Oh, you want to be friends? Okay. You want to have dinner, and you started talking, and before you know it, that devil going to come out that prison mouth. You stick around that devil, so because you start liking her as a friend, and none of those devils come out. Hey. Don't let none of that rub off on you. Hi. Hallelujah. That's why I love to stay around the saints of God. Hallelujah. That spirit, hallelujah, that's in them. Hallelujah. It rub off on me. Hallelujah. That helped me keep me straight. Hallelujah. I'm trying to keep me straight. I ain't got time to, you know, as the apostle was saying yesterday, we ain't talking about not being around nobody because we have to be around somebody in order to win this. But don't let them drag you on their side. Hallelujah. If you can't pull them on your side, hallelujah, I will tell the saints of God, hey, keep on trucking up on the right road. And that right road is Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. The seventh verse say, hallelujah. But going back to the sixth verse still, he's talking about disregard our life, the saints of God. Hallelujah. You remain sober each and every day. Hallelujah. Because these demon forces coming and they ain't stopping. You might have had a good day yesterday, or you might had a good half a day yesterday. And you say, oh, God, I thank you. Oh, yes, I do thank you for that. But what I'm saying, after a while, you get a phone call. And that phone call can mess the rest of you up for the rest of the evening. Hey, and these are the little fairy dots that the devil is going to send out there. It might be something somebody said that, and you have tried yourself not to get angry. But the Bible says you can be angry and sin not. But if you get angry, It does something to your spiritual man. I mean, knowing me, it does to mine. I don't like to get angry. And when somebody do something that make me angry, I just lay there for a while. Later, I sit there for a while. I say, Lord, why they did this? Why they did it? And I allow myself sometimes, maybe I shake myself and bind that spirit up real quick. Ain't got no business. Ain't got no business letting nothing somebody said or something somebody did. I know what I'm doing. So I shake myself and I bind it. Hallelujah. I call on my angels. Hallelujah. Take that off of me. That's what we got to do. And after a while, I feel myself getting back relaxed. Be relaxed. Hallelujah. That's what God wants us. He don't want us to be all upset. Said that person said, anything he can do, get your mind off of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. As the man said, we got to learn to be smart. Be smart in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So that's what we need to do as sons and daughters of the Most High. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the day of the Lord. And the day of the Lord draws. It draws. It draws us. Amen. Before I go to the seventh verse, I'm going back in the book of Malachi. It's 1:4-5. Talking about the day of the Lord. It said, behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of that great and dreadful day of the Lord. See, he's going to send Elijah, the spirit in Elijah going to come. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I remember years ago, God gave me a vision about that. Hallelujah. His spirit is coming. His spirit is coming. Hallelujah. Of that great day. Of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. We need to get ready, church. We need to get ready. My voice goes out to those that's unsaved today. Get ready. Some people say it's hard. Well, I'm in a situation, it's hard for me to get up. I tell you, pray. Pray. Come on, Block Talk. Hallelujah. And just ask for prayer. You ain't nobody trying to find out your business. All you have to do is just say, you can just say, I am Miss M, or Mrs. M. I want you to pray for me. Because there's a lot of people names start with M. Pray for me in this situation. Pray that God let me be overcomer of this. Continue. Now don't hop on one day and we don't hear from you no more. Come back. Because this is what this line is for. Praying. Because we want to see people delivered. We want to see people set free. We want to see people saved. Hallelujah. And testify. Hallelujah. And say hallelujah to the Most High God. The Lord brought me out of this and out of that. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter how many years, and it doesn't matter was it 10 years. Oh, yes. I thought I couldn't let this go or come out of this situation. But the Lord, prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Don't continue sitting there, standing in those positions, and not trying to make a change. He's telling you he's coming again. And don't let him find your work undone. Hallelujah. I just plead to you today all over the world. Hallelujah. We know there's no man perfect in this earth, but we are striving. We are striving for perfection. To be perfected in Jesus. And that's when he comes. Hallelujah. When he forward those clouds. I say most shine. When he bought the clouds, hallelujah, the Bible said, those that's in, already dead, we're going to bring them back. Hallelujah. He's going to be with him. Hallelujah. Are we going to look and see a bunch of beautiful angels in the sky? Hallelujah. And then he said, those that remain, we're going to be changed in a moment of the quickening of our eye. At that first trumpet sound. Hallelujah. Don't you want to be ready in the name of Jesus that day? I'm talking about this is the day that the Lord has made. And let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. But I still say my subject said, hallelujah, the day of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The day of the Lord. This is the day of the Lord. Every day you wake up. Hallelujah. And closing your right mind. That is the day of the Lord. Another day. He gave you opportunity to get it right. Get it right. Don't let your past, so many people are hanging on to the things of their past and they just dragging. Well, you know, I did this. Forget about what you did. Because you can't change nothing. You put it in his arms. Put it in his hand. Put it in his hands. His hand is powerful. Because there ain't nothing like a, but like you pick up a little grain of sand to him. And you might say, oh, you don't know that, sister. I done lived a horrible life. God not looking to that. He looking for you to repent. Let him know you got it, sorry. Hallelujah. He gonna give you a brand new heart, a heart of love. Hallelujah. Oh, so many people out here say, praise God, praise God. Oh, a lady said, oh, I've been unfaithful to my husband. You pray. You pray. And then you pray and you ask God. Because one lady said, I just can't keep this. I just can't. I'm going to pray, but I just got to tell my husband. Well, if you want to tell your husband, you tell your husband. That's you and your husband. I said, but I will pray, and you don't do that again. But, yeah, because she hadn't got her heart right, so she did again. But she did tell him. But I told her, you're going to have to get this thing right. Don't you going to mess your family up. You're going to lose your family. And the next year she did it. I happened to bump into her one day. She told me she did. My God, I said, you said, I said, but you're going to have the power. You got to have the power to do it right. I said, but you said over 3 or 4 years ago that you wouldn't go back that way. Well, she, well, I used the word go back that way. She said, no, it wasn't that way with that person, but another one, where you got in another situation. And then she said, my family, I lost my family. I said, I still tell you, give your heart to God. You give your heart to God. Don't let the devil take you down. You're too beautiful to be allow that devil to take you down. Don't let that devil take you down. Give your heart to Jesus. But you know, God always, and he got away. He got away. You know, this was one of my little white friends. We used to work together. We worked at one place, and she quit and went somewhere. And the building that I was in, it went out of business, so I went to another building with my same position. And, but she was, when she get in trouble, she's going to find me. God just put us together. And I just thank God. I just thank God. You know, I used to wonder so many times, black and white, they'll come to me and tell me a problem. Because I'm going to tell them what Jesus said. That's all I know. I ain't trying to put nobody down. Hallelujah. When I was going through so much things in my life, I loved my spiritual mother, which was my pastor. I didn't go and tell her what I was going through. I kept it in my heart. I talked to Jesus. Yeah, I know by the Spirit of God. God dwelt. God revealed it to some of the things to her. But what I'm saying, I just talked to God. I talked to God. So I told her, I said, talk to the Lord, baby. I said, my line never been, so you can call me. I'll pray with you anytime. But you're going to have to want to make that change. And see, this is what the word of God let us know. We're going to have to want to make that change. And if we don't want to make that change, we're going to stay in the predicament where we're in. Amen. You can be a good gambler. And I know they gamble with these machines, but I'm talking about, and some people gamble with the gambling, those little, what do you call them things? Them two things, you know what I'm talking about. Those two gambling things with the spots on it. Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. But anyway, they are gamblers. Some men say, well, I don't want to gamble. But, you know, I just have to gamble. I get paid. No, you don't just have to do nothing. You don't have to do nothing. That mind telling you, you got to do what? Because the devil's in the mind. You pray. Go to somebody. If you can't get to nobody, call somebody. But you pray to Jesus. And that person that means you well, they're going to pray with you. They're going to pray with you. And if you can get to that person, you get to that person and let that person pray with you. And I guarantee you, if you want to stop, you'll stop. Oh, you say, oh, you acting like it's so easy. No, I ain't told you now time it was easy. But I said, if you want to stop, you'll stop. Amen. When you get to that point, you want to stop. You want to stop. See, I remember, like I said, I know I drank a little beer. I used to mix a little whiskey in it. And this was in the process of the time when God was getting me. Oh, it was a good while, you know, before I met my pastor, you know, and got filled with the Holy Ghost. And like I told you before, the Lord used to deal with me. But, you know, I just like a little beer and dance all night. But I used to mix a little beer and a little whiskey together. And man, when I come home and go to bed, ooh, I get sick, the room going around. Oh, God, I'm crying out, God. Please let me go to sleep. Because I knew if I go to sleep, wake up, and I'd feel better. I said, I ain't going to do it no more. I got up, maybe a month later, I did the same thing. See, God don't forget nothing. See, we sometimes, without mouth, we quick to speak and say, we are going to do this, we're going to do that, uh-huh. But I know Paul said, we serve God with our mouth, but see, I wasn't serving God. But I'm just saying, we serve God with our mouth, but I'm hard, far from it. And I didn't have that God to lay that beer down. Because the Christian wasn't too much, but, you know, went on thing with me, but I will. If somebody around me got whiskey, I would pour a little bit in my can. And so I ain't went and bought me no whiskey and drink, but yes, I was going to buy me a sick pack. You know, me and my little girlfriend used to buy it up. But what I'm saying is, I did it the second time. Ooh, sick Lord, have mercy. Same thing, crying, God, please, Jesus, please forgive me. Please, Lord, don't do no more. Hun, another month passed. Our friends get together, and I went and did it again. And up the third time, good God Almighty. Hey, man, I sure enough got sick. And as I was laying there praying, Lord, please, please, Jesus, I won't do it no more. I promise you. I heard it. Said, you said that the other time. Just please, God, just give me another chance. Let me go to sleep, God. Let me go to sleep. I promise you this time. Baby, he let me go through. And I said that was a sucking process because I couldn't go to sleep back then because I wanted to. But when I went to sleep and when I woke up, you better believe it. I didn't put nothing in my mouth no more. He lied me three times. You know, he could have took me the first time or the second. But see, he knew. He knew my beginning and he knew my end. He knew that this time that I didn't want to go through that no more. And he took the taste from it. And that's why I said he'll take that desire whatever you feel you hung up in. Whatever it is. I heard a man say, he was such a bad gambler. His wife used to bring his plate of food. He have his plate sitting on the side, and he down on his knees. I said, what you say? You mean tell me you wouldn't stop eating? He said, oh, no. He said, I didn't stop and sit down to eat. He's out here one hand and pick up something every now and then. He's my man on the gambling. But God delivered him. And that was his testimony. He was telling wherever he went. He said, I don't think there's been a man in this world that loved gambling more than I. He said, but I know God saved me. He said, God saved me, and I don't have a desire to. So what I'm saying, whatever you're doing in your life, I'm telling you, if you get sincere in the heart, pray sincere because God listened to those sincere prayers. Hallelujah. God will step in the situation that you're going through. Amen. And the seventh verse saying, for they who sleep in the night, and they who be drunker are drunker in the night. Mm-mm-mm. You know, so a long time ago we read that then, I used to read. I know a lot of people did. Then the pastor read. And I said, and this man got through telling us, he was a holy preacher. I said, he was telling about, you know, you don't do this, you do that. I said, then now, Paul talking about Don't be a drunkard. But see, I didn't have an understanding. He wasn't talking about drunkard and with alcohol beverages. He wasn't talking about that. He was talking about don't be drunk, hallelujah, in your sin. And don't be sleep in your sin. He talking about a spiritual darkness. Uh-huh. He said, have no idea what is coming up on this world. You don't know. You don't know what comes. You don't have no idea. And Paul was not using in his speech about alcohol beverages. He was talking about using as a word, the word drunkard, as a manifold to describe spiritual condition. We need to get it straight, church. Right now, the day, because this is the day of the Lord. We need to get it straight. Get it straight. So we'll be ready when he come back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He coming back. That a church is already ready. Hallelujah. And 8 verse say, but let us, come at the believers now, who are the days of the day, who have spiritual life, be sober. You got that spiritual life, you be sober now. Hey, don't let that light go out. Hallelujah. Don't let that light go out. Spiritual life, come at the believers. Hallelujah. Because we have the assurance. Jesus gave us the assurance. Hallelujah. We got that assurance in him. Hallelujah. He said, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, a proper faith in Christ. Of your faith got to be in him in the cross, which produces love. So many people don't have love. That's the main thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm talking about people that profess Jesus. That main thing, we got to have love. We got to love one another. We got to love that man that laying on the side of the road. We got to love that man that got almost his whole body halfway in the garbage can trying to find him some food. We got to love that man that's sitting there soaked out of it with drugs. Tell him, I love your brother. What can I do for your brother? You might say, I'm hungry. Go and buy him something to eat. Bring him back to them. Pray for them. And tell him, say, God love you. I want you to know God love you. And God love you, brother. And God, if you want to give your life to God today, take time out and talk to them. Give them the word. But you feed them first. My God. A man starving, don't try to give them the word. They bet they ain't going to produce that. Mm-mm. But you give them some word, then that word will digest. Hallelujah. We need to not send them more sharp. That we need that word to digest down in us. Hallelujah. We need to digest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's your word and spirit, your word too. He'll give us strength. Hallelujah. And we need to tell them that God loves them. We need to tell them there's another way out. And that way out is Jesus. We're talking about the day of the Lord. This day of the Lord. So many people don't believe because they have seen so many counterfeit people in this world. They talking about Jesus all in the church. And outside the door, they don't know yet. But I'm talking about the true believers, hallelujah. I knew what Paul was talking about, the true believers, hallelujah. Faith and love, the proper faith in Christ and the cross, which produce love. If you got Christ, you're going to produce that love. He said, and for an helmet of salvation. Mm-hmm. We got the helmet on. We got the helmet of salvation on, hallelujah. It guarantees us a deliverance from this present evil world, which pertains up to the rapture. Hallelujah. We need to keep that blessed plate on. We need to keep that blessed plate on, hallelujah. Blessed plate. of righteousness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the ninth verse says, for God has not appointed us to wrath. He sure not. But to attain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? God has not delivered us up to wrath. Hallelujah. We talk about the believers. God don't want us to turn back. He wants us to continue to lift him up. Hallelujah. As the Son said, lift him up high, your kingdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. To the lost souls. He said, because the believers to go through this great tribulation, but to attain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, again, pertaining to the rapture of the church. We got to live right that we can be raptured away with God. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, when he comes back. Hallelujah. And number 10 say, who died for us that whether we walk or sleep, whether we be awake or sleep, we shall live together with him. Again, in the rapture. All is made possible by the cross. If you believe in what he did on the cross, hallelujah, we will. We share, hallelujah, be raptured up together with him, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We got to recognize what he did for us on that cross. And I ain't talking about that piece of wood. I'm talking about the one that hung up on there. The Son of the Living God. Hallelujah. My Savior. Hallelujah. My baptizer. My deliverer. Hallelujah. My provider. Hallelujah. Hey, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. My great I am. My rock. My shield. Hey, my buckler. My high tower. The bishop. In the bishop of the the bishop of my soul, he one hung up on that cross, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and I recognize, I give him all honor, hallelujah, I give him all respect, hallelujah, I'm talking about my Jesus, some call him my big dad, glory be to God, some call him Elohim, and some call him Jehovah Jireh, but I say I call him my Jesus, my Rose of Sharon, my Lily of the last Sunday, my Lily of my valley, hallelujah, my bright and morning star, and my soon coming king, I'm talking about Jesus, hallelujah, sometimes he get all over me, hey, glory, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, glory be to God, see right now, I'm eating my baked potato, I'm eating my steak, hey, glory, I'm eating my rice and gravy, hey, glory, I got to have my full of dinner, hallelujah, because he's so good to me, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, for he has brought me from a long way, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, he said, for God has not appointed us to wrath. But to attain salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. I'm talking about again in the rapture. He made it possible by the cross. He said, whether for comfort yourself together and edify one another, even as also you do. We know people that true people of God, they do. They comfort each other. When you're going through, hallelujah, wherever you may be going through, or either they just want to just comfort you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Comfort you. Brother, sister, God loves you. Hallelujah. Comfort you. We need to be comforted, hallelujah, because to view the coming of the rapture and to escape his wrath, which will be poured out upon the earth in the coming of the great tribulation. His wrath is going to be poured out, hallelujah. I mean, this is anger, heart. Hey, glory. Man, they getting away. They think they getting away. They think they getting by, hallelujah. My God, my God. The Bible said it's going to be gashing her teeth, hallelujah. It said, we ought to do this. We ought to edify one another. Even also you do, hallelujah. And the believer people, as I know, that's just what they do. They edify one another, cheering them, strengthening them one to another. Amen. And the 12th verse says, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labors among you and are over you in the Lord. We admonish them, knowing for sure that that preacher that you are following is true, preaching the word truth. And it's so important to know. So many people going to people, you know, church, because I heard it was good time, wait, good time, wait. Well, they'll be prophesizing, or they laying out in snow, out on the floor, and they doing this, or that man or that woman can prophesy. The Bible said, gift and calling come without repentance. But he said, we need to know them that labor among us, hallelujah. And when you eating at the table, you eating it, and you eating the right word. Because so many words going out ain't right. That's why so many people go to restaurants. And sometimes they come back, they get food poisoning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They get their stomach all messed up. They had to go to the doctor or hospital or whatever. Because somebody has sit at a table. I'm talking about that table in the church now. Hallelujah. A table under some preacher, a prophet, a pastor. And they have ate some of the wrong words. Some of that good word, you know how you seen an apple on one side, he got a real dog bruise. Sometimes people try to cut it off and get the good part. Well, if the good part is good, it's all right to eat the good part. But I'm saying, you know, the people ain't got it like they should. And what I meant by that, they ain't got rooted in the word of God, because they'll begin to bite off the whole apple instead of the body in that. Take that's not good. Catch it away, but then it's good. Keep it. Hallelujah. And you know, that's why he said, you know them. You know them. Whether or not if that person preaching the word. You know that person preaching the word. Hallelujah. He said, know for sure that the preacher you are following are truly preaching the word of God. And I can say this, I never have met Apostle Callanan. Never met him in my life. But I know that means preaching the word. You say, how you know it? Because I know the word. Hey, I know you're a good preacher. Amen. He preached things that I never heard, but I know, you know, in the chapter. You know what I'm saying? I know the word. And God going to let me know. Hallelujah. Because God put that in me. When that word goes forth, true to y'all. And I know you say, how can you say it? I have read a lot of the word now. But I'm saying things I have read a long time ago, I forgot about it. But when I hear that word again, my Holy Spirit let me know. Hey. Whoa. It began to shake in me. Hallelujah. It began to move in me. Hallelujah. It began to, that word of God began to kick in my belly. Hallelujah. Because let me tell you one thing. Hallelujah. See, I am pregnant. I'm pregnant with the word. Good God Almighty. And when that word, hear another word, hey, that word going to kick. Hey, my. Did I say that most? Let it kick in you. And if your word don't kick in you, you better go back to the altar. Hey, come on. My word is alive. My God, I ain't going around told no stillborn baby. My baby's alive in me. My baby, I'm talking about the word. Hallelujah, Jesus, thank you, Lord. My God. And he said, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. You're supposed to esteem them. Amen. The Bible said that. You're supposed to esteem them very high. You know, we esteem them for the work they do in Christ Jesus. Then as a person, you don't pull the, no, question that. Hallelujah. What come out of that person's mouth It got to line up with the word of God. Hallelujah. I tell God, I said, when I open your word and minister to your people, however you want me to minister, I said, long as I know I'm in the word, it's all right with me. I don't care if somebody say, I don't like the way you preach. Well, you talk to Jesus about that. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach the way he give it. Hallelujah. Because he ain't made no man two people alike. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad, like I said, he didn't make two or three or four alike. Because if you made me like you, you couldn't help me and I couldn't help you. Hallelujah. Because there are some that I can help and there's some I can't. And then when you come along and you pick up and help them, then I can. Hallelujah. My God, my God. See, I know what I'm talking about. Hey, my baby kicking inside of me. Hey, my. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God. We need to say, Lord, that same each other. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said, and be at peace among yourself. So many people are so messed up. They messed up in their mind and their spirit. They can't even. They ain't got no peace with themselves. He said, now, we exalt you, brethren. We warn them who are unruly. Got a lot of unruly people today. Hallelujah. And let me, when I said the church, I'm talking about the person in the building because the church is in you. Because Jesus told Peter, up on this rock, Peter was alive in stone. He said, up on this rock, I'll be in my church. I told people that years ago, they looked at me and said I was crazy. But he wouldn't talk about that building with them four walls. I said, you in the church. They didn't grieve. Some of them didn't grieve. Even the pastor didn't grieve. But good God Almighty, I thank God for the Holy Ghost bone in it. Hallelujah. I thank God for the word he put in me. I tell God, I said, God, I see you. I open my mouth, you speak through me. We are the church. And we come together. The other way, they come together. Don't forget to assemble yourself together. We come together. Fellowship. Talk about Jesus. But if you want to go to that four wall building, you go there too. I ain't trying to keep nobody out there. But let that church get up in you. Hallelujah. Let that church be in you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God. God wants us to be ready. Because the day of the Lord, I said the day of the Lord is coming. Hallelujah. He's coming. And we need to be ready when he comes. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We need to learn to exalt our brethren. Warn them who are unruly. Hallelujah. I don't know too much about the army and stuff because I know the Army, Navy, Marine. And Air Force, but I just call them all Army. Army men. And I have heard some of the Army men say, which I don't have no full understanding about the rank. I don't know what that meant. I don't know, do that mean a position or whatever, but, you know, if you look, you can lose it, okay? And you can lose your position in God. You can become feeble-minded. Why? Because you have entertained something you ain't got no been entertained. And this is what Paul was saying. He said, speaking of those who lead their rank, come for the feeble-minded. It comes feeble-minded. And then he said, it shouldn't be feeble-minded. He said, it should have been fainted in the heart. They have fainted. They have fainted. Why? Because they couldn't wait. And the Bible said they that wait up on the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Hallelujah. Lord, I prayed for this and a month has passed and they came and prayed again. None of them. Now, other words, you're coming. And look around, you don't see him coming. The other way, see some there. Well, I think I'll try this him. We don't need to try nothing but Jesus. Hallelujah. We'll try everything else has failed, try Jesus. But people let the heart faint within them. Hallelujah. They began to lose their faith. They didn't want a quick fix, hallelujah. A quick fix, hallelujah. We got to learn to suffer, as Jesus suffered. We got to arm ourselves likewise, hallelujah. We let that be patient and wait up on him, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. I have prayed, and sometimes it be 5 or 10 or 15 years for that thing I prayed for. You say, ooh, yes, but one thing about it, I gave it to him. He knows what's in my heart, and I kept on praising him. I didn't stop there because I didn't see it happen. I just kept on praising him. Hallelujah. And time went by. I just kept on praising him. I kept on preaching his word. I kept on being a witness, huh? Hallelujah. And one day I began to get things out of my heart. I said, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Nobody said, oh, Jesus, thank you. I always wanted something like that. God did it. He did it. So it comes to God when you're praying. And then, you know, there is something you pray, God do it. Move, God, move quicker. Because he said he'll hasten his word to perform it. Hallelujah. I say, Moshe. I say, he'll hasten his word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm. And then he went on to say, hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, support the weak. Because those are the people now don't have a proper understanding of the cross. We're supposed to support these people. We're telling them where to go in the Bible to find what we are saying. Because we all we are doing on Block Talk is giving out the word of God. And the word of God was here before we came. And the Lord just called us into the ministry and for we to preach his word to a dying world. And that's a dying world because they don't know Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's why he, in different chapters, he let us know to be ready when he comes. He let us know that don't let him find our work undone. We got the opportunity now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And he left his word for a roadmap for us. Hallelujah. And he went on to say, as he said, support the wicked. Support them. Hallelujah. They don't have understanding. Giving them scripture. Let them pray. If they can get to you, you know, your number on them, pray with me. I see it in the Bible, but I don't understand. Pray with me. Help me. Ask God. I'm praying too. Now, pray with me. Uh-huh. I ain't going to make it pray for you and you right there doing something else. Pray together that God open up your understanding all about what he did for you on the cross. My God, hallelujah. And what Christ, and what it means in our everyday walk before him. We got to walk every day righteous in God. We just can't say, well, Lord, I'm going to walk right today. But tomorrow I got to do something else is ungodly. Keep on walking, but let it be godly. Amen. Hallelujah. Walk before God. It was said, be patient towards all men. We got to have some patience for people. So many people, you know, they need patience. Somebody needs to, for somebody to have patience and let them individuals know that there is some people's care for them. In the 15th verse says, see that none render evil for evil to enemies. You know, people can do other people wrong. And I have heard people say, you throw a rock at me, I'm going to throw one at you. Hallelujah. Uh-uh. No, you don't run evil for evil. You do good to one that do you evil. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. You do good to those that do evil. He said, but every it said, follow that which is good, both among yourself and to all men. You do good. You do good to your enemy. You know that person despises you. You do good to them. Hallelujah. And they're good. You do good, continue to do good while they're trying to do evil. You let God handle that person. The Bible says he'll make your enemy your footstool. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, my God. He said, rejoice evermore. The believer has every reason to do search. We're supposed to be rejoicing God for what he has done for us. We shouldn't take nothing for granted. Hallelujah. As the son said, when I think about my Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I praise God for saving me. And they go on down the line for delivering me. I praise him for healing me. I praise him for feeding me. I praise God. I give God all the praise. Oh, the honor. Because God, glory is already here. But he'll love us and he'll put his Shekinah of glory up on us. Hallelujah. Hey, glory be to God. I just love the Lord. Hallelujah. As they sing that song, hallelujah, we need them used to. Hallelujah. I love the Lord. Hallelujah. He heard my cry and he pitied my every groan. Hallelujah. As long as I live and trouble rise, I'm going to hasten to his throne. I don't know about nobody else. Huh? Hallelujah. I know this is a everyday walk with Jesus. Hallelujah. Every day. He said, this is the day that the Lord has made. Every day is the Lord's day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I got to walk holy. Hallelujah. Every day. My God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. No, sometimes, I examine my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I ain't got nothing to brag about, but I give God the praise. Hallelujah. I give God the praise. I give God the praise. Hallelujah. And it was an early part of yesterday evening. I was just sitting there listening to the gospel music on the TV, and my mind went back, hallelujah, of my life. Ever since, hallelujah, I got saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. I said, I've tried to walk this life. I ain't told nobody I was perfect. Oh, yes, I made a mistake, but baby, I hasten to his throne. I hasten to his throne. Hey, glory. God got me in a place in him. Hallelujah. That I opened my mouth and I said it. Hallelujah. Because it was up on my heart so strong. I said, if I go back, I ain't going to leave. Hey, glory. Because God had, he had a plan for my life. Hallelujah. I know he got a plan for all our lives. But I began to think about my nephew, grown man. And I said, I minister to all my peoples. I said, Lord. I said, here they come running when they want something. That's what I said. That's what I said. I said it more than once. Hallelujah. I said, when they're going through things and Lord, they're running around and talk to their friends, here they come. Amelia. Well, whatever Amelia doing, Amelia going to stop. Well, Amelia, how you doing? I'm fine. I'll be over sometime. I'm going to talk to you. Well, I know. I already know what you're going to talk about. Because when I hang that phone, but the Spirit let me know. Hey, glory. My God, my God. He gave it to me. I ain't kidding. He gave it to me. My God. And so I'll be ready. Then another one. But I said, God, I got all this, I thank you. I said, but what blessed my spirit? I said, when my nephew died up, people were saying other things, you know, praising God, thanking God for me. But he got up, he said, I want to say this. He said, I know. And you, I know. He said, something. You had to deal with. He said, but what I look at Moses. I was telling my wife, T never stopped. She never stopped. All the stuff she had to go through with, all the stuff she had to deal with, said she never stopped going to church and praising God. Every time you see D, it was something about Jesus. And he said, that stuck in my heart. And he said, here I am, hallelujah, a 50-year-old man. A 50-year-old man. I will be 50. Year-old man. He said, I can say that about my auntie. He said, now, I got other aunties. He said, I ain't putting nobody down. He said, I love all my aunties. He said, but I can say this one. He said, now, I got other aunties saved, too. He talked to his wife, and I listened and listened. He said, I got other aunties saved, but he said, I'm talking about Aunt Millie. All I ever heard was you tell me about Jesus. And so the Lord will let me reminisce in that. Different things that he has brought me through. And I just said, Lord, I thank you. I said, I thank you, Lord, that somebody seen you in me enough to come to me, for me to pray, for me to encourage, because that's what it's all about, church. I can't do no more than the Lord allow me to do. Can't nobody do no more than the Lord allow me to do. But you do it out of a pure heart. You pray for them. You give them the right advice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell them about Jesus. I'm going to listen to their problems. I can't tell nobody how to live their life, but I'm going to tell them the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you don't know Jesus, I will recommend him to you. Amen. Because all this is important. People run for prophecy. Hallelujah. Somebody will call me to something happen. Here they come. I said, but God, you know what? I still got to tell you. Jesus lives. I still got to tell him you're a baptizer. I still got to tell him you're a deliverer. I still got to tell him you need to repent. Hallelujah. My God. Repent. Praise God. Praise God. My God. Then, hallelujah, you repent. And we pray God will hear. He'll hear your prayer. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And the 17th verse says, I'm still talking about the day of the Lord. Hallelujah. 17th verse says, pray without ceasing. That's something we need to do. Pray without ceasing. We should pray about everything. Pray without ceasing. Every day. Hallelujah. Like every day you want to eat. You want to eat 3 meals, breakfast, dinner, supper. Hey, some ain't going to miss it. So you ought to let that be your roadmap. Your roadmap. If I eat 3 times a day, I'm going to pray 3 times a day. I'm going to read God's word, and maybe you might be somewhere you can't read, but you know the word. You quote that word up out your belly. Quote that word. Hallelujah. Quote that word. Thank you, Jesus. Quote that word quote the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Quote the word. Get the word down in you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hold on 1 minute, y'all. I guess that's right. Oh, Lord. Just 1 minute, please. Let me see how you had that procedure done. Okay. I know I'm on the 7th verse. They're going to divorce me. I ain't going to worry about it. I just pray good to the Lord that everything came out all right for my daughter. She had to have a procedure done. Okay. But anyway, I'm on the 7th verse now. He said, pray without ceasing. We should pray for everything. Pray about everything, you know? Amen. He said, everything give thanks. everything. Give thanks for everything, because some people don't have nothing. But when they get something, they thank God. Amen. They let God know, I appreciate God what you've done for me. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. He said, no matter what happens, how it may seem to be, hallelujah, but you always should never stop giving thanks unto the Lord, which is the will of God. It is God's will that we give thanks unto him. And we tell him not to switch, not the whole, switch not the spirit of the word. Amen. Don't switch the Holy Spirit. He said, this despise not prophecy. Amen. Hallelujah. But one thing he said about prophets, he said, make sure that prophets line up with the word of God. Amen. Because these are the gifts God put in the world for his people. Amen. He said, prove all things. When prophesizing or giving or anything that claims to be of the Lord, it should be put to a test. And the test is the spirit, is the scripture. Whatever that person says, the scripture is of God. It's of God. It's of God. Amen. It says, sustain from the pure, all periods of evil. And you, if you're in God, you don't want to really be in a classification of evil workers, evil doers. Hallelujah. This don't please God. It don't please God. He said, in the very God of peace sanctify you holy. Hallelujah. Talking about the Holy Spirit, who does search as faithful. Amen. Faithfulness. Amen. We have faithfulness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And hallelujah. We got an anchor in him. We know, hallelujah, we got an anchor. And our anchor is Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Always working in sanctification. Possess involvement, the whole me. This sanctification, it's the whole me. The whole me. Because he died for the whole man. I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Refer to the rapture. So many people don't believe in the rapture. Yeah, glory be to God. You know, and some people just don't have the understanding about it. But I believe in the rapture because the Bible says so. Hallelujah. Because if it won, hallelujah. He wouldn't have said it. Jesus wouldn't have said it. And Paul wouldn't have said it. Hallelujah. We're going to be changed in the moment of the quickening of our eye. Amen. At that first trumpet sound, hallelujah. He said, the dead in Christ shall rise first and be caught up. He said, and those that remain, in Christ, and hallelujah, going to be caught up together. We'll be with the Lord forever. Praise God for it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He says, faithfulness is he who called you, who also will do it. What are you going to do, he said? Are you going to be obedient when he calls you? Oh, hallelujah. Sanctify you whole. He said, brethren, pray for us. It was the apostle Paul was in. Pray for us. So he humbled himself. Hallelujah. In his own wickedness. In himself. That's 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, 1-5 verse. Greet all brethren with a holy kiss. You know, a long time ago, I was a member of the Pentecostal church. And when we walk in the church, we were, yeah, the people in the church would come and kiss you on your forehead. That thing went on for a while and a while. And because the Bible said, okay? Praise God. We're holy kids. And one day, we were sitting in church and this woman and me and walked in church. And so some of the brothers were standing around. They walked up to her and kissed the woman on the forehead. Kissed me. They mean to get back. No, you ain't gonna kiss me. And he said, you better not never put your mouth on my wife. You know, it's kind of this note. It was so out, spoken loud, and everybody was looking. And the pastor saying, he said, no. He came, he said, well, that's scripture, he said. He said, I don't care, don't you put your mouth on my wife. So the man was probably, he said, well, I'm sorry, brother, but this is how we greet people. He said, the man got ready, got his wife by the hand, turned around, and left. No, I don't come to this, don't come kiss my wife. He said, well, we kiss him on the forehead. We ain't kiss nobody in the mouth. So, you know, later on, what they started doing were, they started getting handshakes. They said, handshake. But they were saying, well, this is what Paul said in the word. He said, greet all the brethren with an holy kiss. But now, the common thing is the shaking hands as a common, it was common in the presence. But we didn't know nothing about the prayers. We know what the word of God said. Greeting with a holy kiss. Okay? He said, I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read, I mean word, be read to all holy brothers. And he's telling us, all of us need to read this. All of us need to read the Bible. And all to observe the reason. And when you read the word of God, you're going to find out the reason he said. He said the reason. He said, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ to be with you. All made possible by the cross. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is such a good God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And my subject was the day of the Lord. And don't let him catch you with your work undone. Don't let the Lord catch you with your work undone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he's going to come. The Bible says he comes as a thief in the night. The Bible says, be ye ready. Hallelujah. Because you know not the day nor the hour that the Son of Man shall appear. Hallelujah. And I just praise God for that. I praise God. Hallelujah. And I thank him again for this opportunity. Hallelujah. Thank God for he has placed his love in my heart. Hallelujah. My desire to see every man saved. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I thank God for all those that are going to hear the word of God. Let's plow the word of God in your heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because there was times in my life, it was some of the words I understood, but even that I didn't. Oh, I just put it in my heart. And I just talked to God. I said, God, make it known to me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I just kept on, I kept on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I give God the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I praise God for our overseer, David Callender, for giving me and allowing me this opportunity to get online and to share from my heart the word that God has put in me to bring today, and amen, and we'll turn it back into the hands of Apostle Callender. Apostle Callender?
Thank you so much, Prophetess.
We thank you.
God for you, and we thank God for the word that the Lord has given you to give to the world.
Amen.
And Father, we just thank you and praise you, O God, for your servant, for her obedience.
Yes.
For her tenacity, O God, for being tenacious enough to come and break bread for us, your people, this day. We We ask, O God, that you would open the window, the door, and the gates of heaven. And, Lord, anoint her afresh, O God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we ask, O God, that you let the light that you have shined upon her reflect to others, O God, that they might see the anointing that you have placed upon her and see you and glorify your name. We ask, O God, that you perfect that which concerneth her even right now, O God. God, grant her the desire of her hearts. And, Lord, we are careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, because you and you alone are worthy. There's no one worthy but you, Lord. You are the one that went to the cross. You are the one that laid down your life. You are the one that's coming back again, O God. So we thank you and we praise you, O God, for all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you will do for us.
Yes.
As we stay in obedience to you, our Lord and our Savior. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Well, the Apostle Bishop was on the line, but they drop off. I believe they may have some things doing today. I don't know. But we thank God for the word. We bless the name of the Lord Jesus. And
Amen.
If somebody out there today don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, today is a good day.
Amen.
The Bible says any day that you have the opportunity to give your life to Christ is a good day. I ordained a pastor over in Texas, and he used to say, Larry, he used to say, today is a good day because tomorrow is not promised to anyone.
That's
so
right.
If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the Bible says all you have to do is call upon him in repentance. In other words, you have to call on him with a sorrowful heart that is sorrowful for all that you have done. You know,
amen.
And tell the Lord, yes, I acknowledge you as my Savior, and I acknowledge my sin. I am a Savior. I am a sinner in need of a Savior. And Lord Jesus, I believe according to Romans chapter 10, verse 9, 10, and 11, that says, if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. See, this thing has to, you have to open your mouth and make known what you have heard, what the preacher have spoken. Yes, I heard, I heard, I received, and I believe what Jesus has said. He was crucified at Calvary, a hill called Golgotha, or the skull. Yes, he was crucified there. He died there on that cross. He was nailed, he was pierced, and he was crowned with thorns. He died on the cross. He was buried in a borrowed tomb, and he raised up. God the Father raised him up on the third day. He's not dead. He's not in the grave. He is sitting at the right hand of the Father. And the Bible says that we have an advocate that make intercessions for us. So he is alive, and he's making intercessions for us before the Father. In other words, he's praying for us that we would stand on this straight and narrow path, that we would not go to the left or to the right. Because it's so easy when you are trying to walk this walk or you want to get connected, that there's always things that will distract you from getting connected and staying on the path. But if you call on Jesus with repentance, the Bible says he would in no wise turn you away. Also, the Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That means he didn't say some, he said all. That means even the preacher. Yeah, hallelujah. Even the preacher have sinned. We all have sinned, because if we weren't sinners, we wouldn't even be a Savior. He wouldn't have to leave his home in glory and come into time to set us free. But because that we were sinners living in sin, born in sin, conceived in sin, he had to leave his home in glory and come into time. Remember, we are living in time. There's no time in heaven, but there's time on the earth. There's no clocks in heaven. There's clocks on the earth because there's time on the earth. He had to come into time to set us straight, to set us free. And he had to shed his blood, because without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. The Bible said that in Hebrews. There's no remission of sin. So his blood had to be shed, and the blood had to be pure blood. Blood that had no sin attached to it. The only one that could do that was the Son of God. And he came and laid down his life. Nobody took it from him. He said, I laid down my life that I would take it up again. He laid down his life so that you and I would have access to the tree of life. Who is the tree of life? Jesus is the tree of life.
That's right.
So the Bible also said that, the Bible says that if you confess that he is faithful and just to forgive your sins and cleanse you from all, not some, but all our righteousness, everything that's not like Christ, he will cleanse you from. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. If you continue to sin, you will die. And he's not just talking about physical death. He's talking about spiritual death.
Amen. Because
there is a second death. It's the second death that will happen after this first death, that you die and go out of this world. There's a second death that you will die after he come, like the prophet was preaching about that day, the day of the Lord. Well, that day of the Lord, many will be condemned to a second death.
Yeah.
And many will be content, will be redeemed. Many will be condemned to a second death, and many will be redeemed to a second life, eternal life.
Yes, Lord.
Understand? Glory
Amen.
To God. Those that walk right before him, those that live for him, those that was obedient to him will be redeemed to eternal life, a second life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because we're living our first life, but there's a second life after this life. And there's a second death after we die. Hallelujah. So, but we have to live. We have to live. If you live unrighteous, then you will see that second death. If you live righteous, you will see that second life.
Mama.
Something has to be done. And the Bible says that for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of God, not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So not because you preach, because we teach, because we sing and dance, that's not going to get us in. What's
Amen.
Going to get us in is believing and obedient what Christ has done for us. Obedience to him, knowing that he is the Lord, that he is the Savior, that he is the Redeemer. He's coming for people that trust him, that adhere to his word, that depend and rely on his word. He's coming for those that did not waver in their faith. They did not give up. They did not throw in the towel and say, well, look, I'm going back in the world because it got difficult over here on this side. But Jesus already warned us that even though that we become saved, that does not make us exempt from trials and tribulations. He said, in this world you will have trials and tribulations, but remember, I have overcome. And because he overcome, we overcome also because we are in him. And
Amen.
He Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thanking God and praising God for those this morning. This morning, as you heard this word, the Lord spoke through the woman of God without a shadow of doubt, because God has taken us so many different places to let us know that we have to be prepared. And she kept seeing that, stressing that you have to be prepared. Now, so this is what you have to do. You have to get your life together. Allow God to change you, because the problem is that too many of us are trying to do it on our own. No, we can't do it.
So
he said in Revelation 20, chapter 22 and 7, he said that he is coming quickly. He's coming like a thief in the night. No man know the hour, the day or the hour. So if he said he's coming quickly, that don't mean quick. He means that is quicker than quick. Quickly
Amen.
Is quicker than quick. So you don't know what time and how fast he's coming. He said like a twinkling of an eye. You can imagine how quick you can just wink your eye. He's coming quicker than that. Quicker
Amen.
Than that than you wink your eye. Just quicker than quick. So we have to be prepared. We cannot get prepared that morning. It's too late. If you think you're going to get prepared that morning when he bursts the clouds and comes with the angel and the trumpet sound, it's too late. It's too late then. You say, well, you may be saying, well, I'm young and I still got time, but nobody have time. If you doubt me, watch the news. Look at the news. Look at the television news. Listen to the news on the radio. And you hear people dying at 10 years old, 12 years old, 17, 18, 19. No, even as they come out the womb, some of them dying in the womb. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Dying has just come out, so you don't have time. The only time you have is to give your life to him right now. Not
right
tomorrow.
Now?
Tomorrow's not promised. Tomorrow's
That's
not
right.
promised. Folks are going to the hospital, and doctors say, well, you can leave the hospital in 2 days. And the second day to die. Don't even go to the hospital. The guy that we're getting ready to bury now, he's a young man, about 46 years old, and went into the hospital, and the doctor said, well, we only give you 2 days. They said, well, you're going to have at least two weeks. Well, the 2 weeks come down to 2 days, he was gone. They told him, he said, so, well, he went so fast. They said, well, like, you got time. You can't control death. You can't control death. Neither can you control life.
Anybody
can control life or death is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why you have to put your hand in the hand of the Master.
Hallelujah. Amen.
You got to put your hand in His hand and give
Amen.
Him total control of your life. You know, the folk want to say, as you talked about, people going to church. Folk want to go to church and say, I'm saved and sanctified. But you're not living a sanctified life. When you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have to allow the Holy Spirit to sanctify you. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. He sanctifies you. In other words, He sets you apart so you don't have a desire to go back to the liquor store, the whole house, or the crack house, or none of them type of stuff that you used to do before. Because now you have a new desire, a new desire. The Bible says, old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Things become new, not on the outside, on the inside. Hallelujah. You're still putting on some new clothes, but it's not about new clothes. It's about getting the inside new. Because a lot of folk are dressing up with alligator shoes and crocodile shoes and ostrich shoes and all this cow skin and goat skin shoes, all this stuff they're putting on, but the inside is still filthy. God said, I want to change the inside so you can become more like me. You
right,
can take all my characteristics so that when people see you, they glorify the Father.
That's right.
See, this is what salvation is all about. Salvation is about changing, taking on the very essence of who Jesus is. No, I no longer myself. I no longer belongs to me. I belongs to Him. So everything He said, do, I do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's not always easy. It's not always easy, but I do it anyway because I know it's for my good. He's not going to tell me anything. So if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you want to invite Him in your life.
Amen.
Said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is John 3:16. He said, God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world may be changed through Him. Hallelujah. Let me read it. I'm just quoting this stuff over my spirit, but let me look at it here. In the natural, in the book. Because I just hearing stuff and I just calling them out. But here he says, but God sent His Son into the world. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. You see, Jesus did not come to destroy. He come to save.
Amen.
And the Bible says He come to seek and to save that which is lost. If He wanted to, He could have pointed His finger to the north, the south, the east, or the west, and He could have destroyed the whole thing and started a new world. But He said, no, I'm giving you another opportunity to life everlasting.
Amen.
And He's given us another opportunity to life everlasting by shedding His blood, by allowing people to abuse Him, to call Him names that is not in the book, to cuss Him, to spit on Him, to smack Him. They did all type of stuff to Him.
Yes.
He did that. Because He loved us, and because He was the obedient Son to the Father.
That's right.
He said, for this very cause have I came. This very cause. Why? He came to save the world. This very cause. He was going to give His life for the world. Hallelujah. My mama wouldn't give her life for me. My daddy wouldn't give His life for me. But God gave His life for me.
Yes,
he gave His only begotten Son. And His Son came and laid down His life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So glad
Why wouldn't you
Hallelujah.
Want to live for Him and give your life for Him? The Bible says, in Mark chapter 16, the last book, Jesus speaks to the disciples, and He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. And
Amen.
These friends shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They should take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it should not hurt them. And they should lay hands on the sick, and they should recover.
Hello.
See, this salvation is powerful. When you receive Jesus, I mean, by God, I wish I got this thing a long time, but I had to get
Amen.
It at the time that He had ordained it for me to get it. I tell folks, because when you receive, when you give your life to Christ, it's blessings from day one. From day one, you definitely go to Acts 2 and 38. From day one, when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you begin to receive blessings. Don't cost you nothing. Everything he gives you, he paid for. He paid for with his blood. It's not cheap. It's cheap. You say it's cheap. It don't cost you nothing, but it costs him something. It cost him everything. It cost him his life.
My.
It cost him his life. It didn't cost us anything. We would run around doing what he do, and he gave his life. Listen, what you get? What you get? As soon as you receive him, this is what he said. The Bible said, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive. Listen to that first gift. That's the first gift. You get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. He said you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. He gives you power. Instant power comes.
Amen.
Instant help comes. Automatic. You say, well, I don't know and I don't feel. It's not about feelings. It's about knowing. He says,
right.
Instantly you receive the Holy Ghost. You got help. So no longer you don't have to try to work this thing. The problem is, you said in the Word, some people said they don't want the Holy Ghost. They don't need it. But the Bible says you need it.
Mm-hmm.
You need the Holy Ghost. And it was proof that he told them, go in Jerusalem and wait till you be endowed with power. And they waited in the upper room till they be endowed. They was filled with power. The
Amen.
Holy Ghost was no longer on the outside of man. He was inside. He got inside of man.
So no.
Understand? He
it's
got
right.
inside. In the Old Testament, he was outside. But in the New Testament, he's inside. You hear what I'm saying? He's inside of man. So once you get to understand that he's living and dwelling on the inside of you, that you no longer have to try to work out your own salvation. No, no, no. You don't have to do this stuff. He's in there to help you work your salvation out. Yes, Paul said work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, but the Holy Ghost is inside you to help you work it out.
Amen.
He's inside there to help you. Because Jesus says it's expedient that I go back to the Father. He said, but I will not leave you comfortless. You see, when I go, I will send you the comfort, a comforter. Who's the comforter? The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Because, you know, we can't do this. We can't do this on our own. You need help. You need supernatural help because you're working against supernatural forces. Satan mm-hmm. is a supernatural force. His demons, his agents are supernatural forces. You can't stand against Satan on your own, even though you're saved. You need the Holy Ghost. You need the
Amen.
Holy Ghost. Now, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'll give you a few scriptures, a lot more that we can give you. But the Bible said that God commanded his love towards us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's Romans chapter 5, verse 8. God loved us while we were even sinners.
Yes,
that's why when we can't just bless the ones that are saved alone. We gotta bless the ones that are outside the household of faith. We gotta pray for them. You can't just pray for people because they're in the household of faith. In other words, they are Christians or they say they're Christians. You gotta pray for the ones that are not Christians. How are they gonna become saved if you don't pray them out of darkness? You got to pray them out of darkness.
That's
you
right.
got to show them love. You got to show them kindness. Jesus said, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. We got to show them love and kindness. So they know there's a God that is not like the God they serve. And there's one that have love and have compassion, have mercy, have grace. So if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is a good day, a very good day. As I said, tomorrow is not promised. There was a man here in Massachusetts that I think they say he was in Massachusetts. Massachusetts, Florida, somewhere, but it was on television, and he was in the water, and he was swallowed by a whale.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he was swallowed by a whale. I know if you all seen it. It was on the television, on the news, and the people were saying that it wasn't true, but the man that took the picture said, yes, he saw it. Several people saw it, and the whale spewed him out. He came out feet first. Because God said it wasn't his time to die yet. Now he is a living testimony. He went in the belly of a whale like Jonah. He didn't stay 3 days. He said in the belly of the whale was a lot of sluices, and he had the slime all over him. Come up with all kinds of scratches on him. Because the whale has a lot of little fine teeth. Don't have large teeth like a shark. Got little fine teeth, thousands of them. And he had all scratches all over his body. He testified. But then God gave him another chance. He could have died in there. Suffocated.
Amen.
God has given us another chance. We could be suffocated by the sin of this world that had us in bondage, but God gave us another chance by sending Jesus.
That's
to
right
set
now.
Us free. That sin don't have the opportunity to suffocate us. You hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
And if you take that opportunity to just take this, say this prayer from your heart, believing, say, Lord Jesus, I believe according to Romans chapter 10, verse 9, 10, and 11, that you were crucified, that you died on the cross. And I'm confessing now with my mouth that you didn't only die, but you were buried, and that you rose. The Father rose you up on the third day. I believe this in my heart, and I'm confessing with my mouth. Jesus, I acknowledge my sin today, and my sin is ever before me. I am a sinner in need of a Savior. So I'm calling upon you this afternoon, because I know, I recognize, according to Psalm 51, that you're the only one that can save me. You're the only one that can renew my heart and give me the right spirit, a spirit to live a life unto eternity. Today, Jesus, I'm asking you, as I denounce Satan and all of his agents, I am asking you to forgive me of my sins and cleanse me of all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1 and 9. Jesus, I accept you now as my Lord, my Savior, and my soon-coming King.
Yes.
I invite you to come and sit on the throne of my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior, my Redeemer, and my soon-coming King. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
For shedding your blood and saving me from the pit of hell, giving me access to life everlasting.
Oh,
teach
yes,
me
Lord.
How to live for you, Jesus. Lead and guide me in this straight and narrow path.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done and all that you're doing and all that you will do for me. In
oh,
Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord.
If you said that prayer, you have just received the gift of salvation. Now, it's much more than just saying the prayer. Now you have to live out what you just confessed to. So
Amen.
We recommend that you get a Bible and begin to study Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's what he told me 2010 to say that. But you can start at Genesis if you choose to. You can get a Bible, any Bible of your choice, one that are easy for you, that you understand. And study
right.
the Word of God. Study means to go over and over and over. The Bible does not tell you about reading the Scripture. It says to study. Study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not be ashamed, right dividing the word of truth, 2 Timothy 2 and 15. So you want to go over the Scriptures, over and over, till you get the Scriptures. David said, thy word have I hid it in my heart, that I will not sin against thee. So you want to get this word inside you, not getting the word. My pastor would tell me, I said, I'm going home and getting the word. He said, son, don't go home and get in the word. Go home and get the word in you. You know,
right.
It was different. And I started getting it. He said, get the word in you. Don't get in the word. If you get in the word, you're just going to look at it and you're going to go. But once you get it in you, it's going to stay in your heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So get the word in you. And then you want to call up a pastor, preacher, or teacher and say, look, I received the gift of salvation, and I'm living my life. I'm studying the word, but I need to be baptized according to Mark chapter 16 and according to Acts chapter 2 and 38. I want to be baptized because baptism is part of salvation. People say, well, the thief on the cross didn't get baptized, yet he was saved. Yes, because he was in a different dispensation. He was in a different time. See, he was in a time. He was a time where he didn't have to be baptized,
mm-hmm.
but he accepted Christ as his Lord, as Lord on the cross, and he said, "And today you will be with me in paradise." But now we have to be baptized because we want to make this thing be open proclamation before everybody that they will see. But before you get baptized, invite your friends, your family, your co-workers, even your neighbors and your enemies. You want people. You want this because this is the greatest time of your life when you're having a rebirth.
Amen.
This is, you're having a rebirth when you're going down the water declaring that you're dying with Christ and you're coming back up with him. Leaving all of your stuff in the water. all the things that not like you, you're living in that grave, in that watery grave, liquid grave. And when you come out of there, like me, I came out of my baptism pool running and jumping and skipping because I was sprinkled back in my country. But I got baptized here in America in the name of Jesus. And I couldn't stop running. I was running. The water went down there. It was cold. But once I get down there, it seemed like the water got warm all of a sudden. And it was, the water was chilly. It chilled my body but didn't chill my soul. I was running with Jesus. And then you get over there, find a church that's preaching and teaching the gospel. And we say it all the time because every place you go, every building you go to where the churches are assembled, because the building's not in the church, it's the people inside there. The teacher or the pastor, whoever, they're not preaching the full gospel. Some are preaching part of the gospel. They'll give you just enough to keep you coming. But the truth to make you change, they're not preaching. They're not preaching against sin. They're not preaching Jesus Christ. They're not preaching about the blood. They're not preaching about the cross. You want to get to a place that you want to go to a house of believers where the pastor is not afraid to talk against sin, talk against sin and talk about righteousness and holiness and talk about the cross, talk about the blood, so that you know that you've got to live a certain way if you're going to really meet him as a king, because I said you're going to meet him anywhere. You got a chance to meet him as a king or meet him as a judge. And I want to meet him. I want to meet him as king. Not as a judge, because a judge, he's going to condemn you to the pit of hell. To the second death. But as a king, he's going to say, welcome, thy good and faithful servant. Come on into my rest, into my peace, into my joy. He's going to welcome you in. So if you get there and you get baptized, you find the church, get in there and start doing some work. You might say, well, what I got to do, all I need to do is go to church and hear the word. No, it's more than just hearing the word. James said, don't just be hearers of the word, but be doers of the word. Start doing something. When I was in the church, when the building back in Virginia, I started cleaning the bathrooms because I said, if anything break, I'll fix it because I know plumbing, heat, and air conditioning. If the heat system go down, I'll fix it. If the AC break, I'll fix it because that's my skill. You know, when the toilet block, I had to keep tools in my car, even though right there, my car outside is filled with tools. I have an electric machine snake to clean the drains and all that stuff and organs of the toilet. I would go and take my suit off, take off the jacket, and I jump in a jumper. I got an overall. I step right in the overall. It covers the whole body. And I go up my gloves, and I go in the bathroom with even my shoes on and stuff. And I go in there and clean and open the toilet. Why? That's part of ministry. If the toilets are backed up, or if the toilets are not working, the sink's not working, well, how are the people going to go to the bathroom? How are they going to use the sink? All that's ministry. If you don't clean if you don't vacuum the sanctuary, the trash will pile up. All the toffee papers and the chewing gum papers will pile up in the sanctuary. You couldn't be able to get to the altar. But somebody got to pick up all that. All that is ministry. All that's ministry. You hear people say, well, the church grounds are so dirty. Well, why don't you get a bucket and go around with a stick with a nail on the end and start sticking the paper and picking it up? You may not want to put your hand and pick them up. You can stick it with a stick and have gloves on and pick that stuff and put it in a bag. We say, well, the church grounds are so dirty. They got candy. They got candy paper. They got cigarette boxes and got beer cans on it, people passing and dropping the beer cans on the. Why don't you pick them up? All that's ministry. Everybody want to go by the behind the holy desk, but nobody wants to do the dirty job.
Come on now.
All that's got to be done. The lawn, the grass is growing. It looked like a forest around the church building. Well, come over and use the lawnmower. They got a church, got a lawnmower. I'll bring your lawnmower. Put your lawnmower in your car and come over and say, the pastor be surprised. Oh, but John come by. You know, I didn't know. John came by and mowed the lawn. That's a blessing to the house.
Amen.
You want to look at everybody, pointing a finger at everybody because this body not cleaning the bathroom, next body not doing the lawn. No, everybody can do a little bit. This ministry, the ministry is big enough for everybody. Everybody. Ain't no need to be jealous. There's a part for you to play.
Amen.
You can clean the bathroom. You can clean the sanctuary. You can set up the pews. You can make sure that the altar is clean. Clean the podium. You owe a lot of stuff to do. Clean the pastor's office. A lot of things. There's a lot of work to be done.
Amen.
Many people are just focusing on behind that holy desk. I want to be the preacher. Why can't I be a preacher? Well, there's more than just preaching to make the ministry.
All right.
You got people out on the street. I used to go on the street, and we used to go Saturday and Sunday. We hit the street. After ministry, we hit the streets. We got big pots like we got in the restaurant. We had big silver pots full of food and sandwiches. Sometimes we got 500-600 sandwiches. And we going out on the street giving out a soup and sandwich to the homeless. So people, sometimes we went down, we were going downtown and then Washington, D.C., and we go right down where the drug addicts are, praying for them. And they got the needle in the hand, the blood dripping down. Some of them just nodding. See, I hear you. I believe you, man. And they're nodding. The heroin got them nodding. We praying for them. Get them soup, a bowl of soup and two sandwiches. Sometimes we have the sweaters and we have underwear and socks and all that stuff. We used to have a big bus. The bus was apparently was a big school bus. We had a paint purple like Barney, you know, Barney that we had called him a giraffe or somebody. One of them characters on the television cartoon. We used to have the bus paint in purple like Barney. And with that, all that's ministry. We were hitting the streets. Everybody wanted to be in the building. Comfort zone. Nice suit, nice dress. Nice hairdo. Man, go down the street. Jesus said, go onto the highway in the hedges. Well, if you receive the gift of salvation, call us up. Come on Blog Talk Radio. Maybe you're hearing by we have satellite system, cell phone or your computer. However you hear this message and you hear the prayer of salvation, you receive it. You say it and you believe it in your heart. Call us up. You can call
Amen.
Us up or you can come on in any day. We're here 7 days a week from Sunday to Sunday. Come on in and tell us that you received the gift of salvation here on Blog Talk Radio and that you're spending time trying to get closer to God. And you can come and fellowship with us because we invite everybody. We don't care what color, class, race or country you are. Just come on in. God
Amen.
Is not about colors. He's about souls. God is not about colors. He's about souls. So God Amen. Bless you all. Thank you so much for that powerful word. And what the Lord gave me when you were sharing this, and when I put it, he says, he talked about judgment. He said judgment, because judgment, the day of the Lord is judgment.
Amen.
And it's also redemption. It's also mm-hmm. redemption, because he's coming to judge and he's coming to redeem. So
Amen.
That's what he says. He says he's coming to judge and he's coming to redeem his children. That's
yes.
your finest phase. That's your finest. The final phase of your salvation is when he redeem you.
Amazon.
So,
yes.
So he coming to redeem, and he coming to judge, and they're gonna be rejoicing. Also, they're gonna be crying, because
yes.
I think they're going back with Jesus when he tell them to depart from me. People are gonna start crying and say, Lord, I need a chance. But it's too late to get another chance. Your
Amazon.
Chance is now.
Sterling silver rings from Mexico.
Your chances to live now. And then he talked about gathering. There's going to be a great gathering of the saints. So the day of the Lord is a time of gathering. It's going to be a time of gathering, a time of redemption, a
yes.
time of judgment, and a time
yes.
of rejoicing. And the prophetess put all of this was pretty much in the message, you know.
Amen.
But you have to get your life right now. You can't get your life right on that morning. She said he's coming as a thief in the night.
That's right.
That's what you said, the prophet. He's coming like a thief in the night.
Amen.
And you know the Bible says if the homeowner know what time the thief will be coming, they will secure their stuff. But you don't know what time the thief is. The thief will come when you're in the bed and you're snoring. He come right in. Take all your jewelry from off the dresser and go right back out. You don't even know the thief went in the house.
That's the truth.
No, you don't even know he come in the house. There's people that you see on the TV and the news that people say that while they were sleeping, that the man came in, the man, the woman, or whoever come in the house and they took the baby out of the crib and went right out with the baby.
That's the truth.
We had several cases here in this area. And there were several cases to the United States where the people went into the house and take the baby, take the child out of the bed, take the child out of the crib, and went out the window, went out the back door, the front door, side door. But anywhere they went out with that child, the people, the mother and father was in the house sleeping.
My Lord.
They had guns and all type of stuff in the house, all type of weapons, but they were no use to a wife because the thief came in the night time while they were sleeping. That's how Jesus said he's coming. People are not going to even know. People are going to be dancing and making merry. People are going to be having sex. People are going to be eating food. People are going to be doing all type of stuff.
That's right.
Come. They're going to be having a grand time, but when he comes and the trumpet sound, it's going to be too late. It's going to be too late to say, I'm sorry. Lord, I want to get my life in order. No, it's too late.
Too late.
There ain't going to be no second chance at that time. You have the second, third, fourth, and fifth chance now.
Right now.
To live for Christ. But we're allowing the world system, we're allowing the world system to dictate what we should do and what we can't do right now. Say that, no, you want to have a good time, this is your life. And they tell, this is my life and I'll do what I choose. But I tell you, you're going to be sorry when he comes. If you did not adhere to his word. If you did not give to his word, do what? And it doesn't matter how much we give to the church. If we don't live as the church, guess what happens? We're still going to hell. People, you got some people that ban the pastors, new cars, new suits, new dresses, new wigs, new jewelry, but they're not living the life that glorifies God.
So true.
So you can praise him, and you can sing the songs, and you can play the instruments that sounds good. But what God wants us to do is he wants us to glorify him with our life, our lifestyle, the way we live.
Amen.
That's what he wants.
What he wants.
People say, well, I play the keyboard in the church. I play the drums. I play the saxophone. I play the bass guitar, all that stuff. I preach the gospel. But do you live the gospel? Do you live the gospel?
Amen.
Because that's the only thing that's going to save us. Is if we live this gospel and be who he said that we ought to be.
Because
when that day comes that the preacher was preaching about, it's going to be a sad day for some. It's going to be a day of rejoicing for others.
Amen.
But a sad day for some.
Sad day.
That's why you hear me say, I say, I'm living to live again. People say, what do you mean? I'm living to live again.
Yes, sir.
So in order to live again, you have to live according to the inscriptions or the descriptions and that God says. He gave us the blueprint for living. We got to follow the blueprint.
That's so true.
It's just like in my car. I got GPS in my car. And I got a lot of maps in my car from years ago when I lived in Virginia area. You know, didn't have the GPS yet. And we used to always, you had to go to the stores and buy different maps from different states and stuff. I got a box of maps in the garage. But when I got the GPS, I said, man, I don't need the maps anymore. And mostly when people call me with a job, they're trying to tell me how to get to the house. I said, don't tell me how to get to your house because I ain't going to remember all them lefts and rights and straight and all that stuff. Go around the circle and turn out the light. Now, I ain't remember all that stuff. I said, just send me the number of your house, the street name, and the town you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it in my, I said, I'll take it. I put it in my GPS. But when I put it in the GPS, guess what happened? The GPS is talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's talking to me. It says when I go my driveway, it says, well, at the next block, it says, so much feet, it says, take your first left. And then go two miles or 1 mile and take the first right. It tells me, but if I don't follow what the GPS is saying, what happened going to happen? I'm not going to reach my destination. I'm going somewhere else. I'm not following GPS. But it's the same way with the Bible. Same in the natural, same in the spirit. The Bible says the certain things, the things that we have to do in order to meet God as the king. It says we got to live a certain way.
Yes,
and when the day of the Lord comes, like you put it all in the message. I don't have to preach the message, but you put it all in the message. If we don't live this thing that you're talking about this morning, prophetess, I mean, you make that thing so simple. You use the analogies, different stories to bring the point, to bring the scripture alive. If we don't do that, what happens? We go in the wrong place. You're going the wrong place. It's like you hear him going left, but you're going right. You hear it going right, you're going left. GPS said, go left. I said, no, I ain't going left. I'm going right.
and I'll do you no good.
So I had it from west, but so why did you go left when the GPS said go left? I thought I know the right way, but the GPS know it's satellite system. It tells me go left because it know. It's pointing down on the road. It's on the streets and stuff. And I go, I said, no, honey, I'm not going to go left. That's a long way out. I don't even know where I'm going, but I said, I'm going to go right because I think right going to get me there. Then I find out I'm going way off.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of gas and time because I don't follow the GPS. And this is what men are doing, men and women are doing today.
Yeah.
They think they know better than God. When God said, if you live holy, as I am holy, you have the greatest opportunity to be with me.
Amen.
And they say, no, Lord, I'm young. I still want to go to the club. I still want to drink some liquor. I still want to smoke some dope. I still want to fornicate. I still want to lie and steal and cuss. And I still want to have a good time. I want to have a good time because this is my life. And I got one life to live, you see. And then when the time comes, no, they want God to give them another life. No, it's not so. It's not going to happen.
Not going
to. He gave you a chance. No, he's giving us a chance now to live that life. Live the life so you will have the life that he got prepared for you. Because he's trying to prepare a place for you that where he is. You know what he said in that scripture? A lot of people miss it too in that John. He says, I go to prepare a place for you that where I am you maybe also.
Maybe.
He used a contingency. He didn't say you will be. He said you maybe also.
Right.
And that's a contingency. That means that we have something to do. If we want to be with him, we got to follow the blueprint.
Amen.
Got to follow the blueprint. You're not going to get there without following the blueprint.
It's so true.
The blueprint is the base. We call it basic instruction before leaving earth. That's the Bible.
That's right.
The B-I-B-L-E. The Bible.
Mm-hmm.
We got to follow the Bible to the letter. You can't pick up what you feel like and say, well, I'm going to do this, but I'm not going to do that because, you know, I still want to do that. No, you can't do that. If you still want to do that, you're not going to make it in. There's no way you're not going to make it in. Folks still think they can do their own thing and make it in. I hear people saying, I just got to let my head down. I want to have a good time. And the Lord knows I got to have a good time. I ain't had a good time for a long time. Well, the devil is sitting right there. Just lying.
That's right.
Watch him. I'm going to get him now. Devil said, I'm going to get her right now. Let her go. Let her just do that. She thinks she's having a good time. He thinks he's having a good time. But look, we just sit right there. Right there for him. And then he got a heart attack. He had a heart attack. You hear
me?
He got shot. He got into an accident. Hallelujah. He got into a serious accident.
Jesus.
And died. And the devil said, well, he belongs to me. He said, she belongs to me. Mm-hmm. And God can't fight. As awesome as God is, God can't fight for you. Because
amen.
You did not adhere. We did not adhere to God. We did not give God his rightful due. His rightful due is obedience. We did not obey God. We want to do our own thing, and the devil make it look so good to us. You ain't went up to the club in a long time. You know, the devil told us stuff. You ain't went to the club for a long time. Well, girl, why don't you go to the club? Everybody's going out having a good time, and you sitting around here talking about you studying the Bible.
Man.
Oh, look at Sister Susie. She having a good time. Look at Brother Rob. He having a good time, and you staying home here talking about you reading the Bible. Every time you look around, you on Blog Talk with it. You on church is time of refreshing. Look at that. You ain't having no good time, girl. Boy, you have devil is smart. Cunning. I hear people tell me that. Folks, they'll call me and say, Apostle, I got to do this. I said, well, okay, if that's what you want to do, I can't tell what to do. You know, I just know what I got to do.
Amen.
You know, cause I want to see my daddy.
Yes, sir.
I want to see the man. I want to see the man who went to Calvary for me, who
Amen.
Loved me enough to die for me.
Yes,
I want to see him.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see him. So I personally can say, Father, I thank you. I thank you for giving me another chance when
yes.
nobody else wants to give me a chance. I thank you when
yes.
everybody gave up on me. I want to thank you, Lord. I want to thank you. And I want to live for that day. I'm living for that day where I can say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You know, I'm living for that day. I don't live for anything else. I'm telling you, prophetess, I'm living for that day to tell Jesus thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
The one who died for me, the one who gave his life for me, the one who gave me a second chance.
Second chance.
You hear what I'm telling you?
My God.
The one who gave me a second chance. You may not say it that way, but that's what he did. He gave each and every one of us a second chance.
Yes, he did.
And if we don't use that second chance, when he comes, all chances are going to be over.
Amen. Now.
You preaching the message? You preach the message this morning. When he come on that day you preach about this morning is the day of judgment. The day of the Lord is the day of judgment. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's the day of judgment. It's the day of redemption when he comes. Because he's coming to redeem the ones who receive him as Lord, and he's coming to judge the ones who rejected him as Lord. Do you hear what I tell you? It's all in the message. Just go back and listen to it. All in the message that the woman of God released today. You may not heard it because you had your mind on how you want to critique the woman of God. You want to critique the man of God. A lot of you all come on Blog Talk really trying to critique what we say and what we don't say instead of listening to what God is saying. But I'm telling you something. With the message that God said today, you better get your life together. Better allow God to get your life together instead of trying to critique what we say. Tell the Lord, say, Lord, I want to hear better. Lord, I don't always hear everything that I need to hear, so I need you to help me to hear because I don't want to be left behind.
I don't want to be left behind.
Tell Lord that. Help me to hear better, Lord, but I don't always hear what I want, what I need to hear.
Yeah.
You know, you got folk come on here and all they want to do is criticize. I don't know what he's saying. I don't know why he's talking so long. I don't know. All they're doing is still listening to hear what God is saying to them for their life. Because they're told there's life after death. There's life after death. One is going to have, oh my God, one is going to have joy and one is going to have torment. Do you hear that said? There's life after death, regardless if you want to accept it or not. One is going to be a tormented life. And one is going to be a life of joy everlasting.
Hallelujah.
If you doubt me, read the book of Revelation. If you doubt me, read the book of Revelation. Read the book of Revelation.
Yes.
Read the book of Revelation. Brother Deacon? I hear Brother Deacon there.
Amen.
Yeah, come on in, Brother Deacon. Somebody's making a lot of noise back there. I don't know who it is making a lot of noise. Come on in, Brother Deacon.
Yeah, brother. Amen. Amen. Yes, brother. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, Lord. Praise the Lord. We just thank the Lord for a beautiful day. Just thank God for a wonderful day. Lord, we thank God. We thank the Lord for this. Thank God for another great day, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. We just thank God for a wonderful day. You know, Monday, you know, the last day of this month, the 28th, last of this month of June, you know, 2021 almost getting on out of here. But we just thank God for a day. We just thank the Lord for how he's keeping us, how he blessed us. You know, some that is not here were here on last night, but now are here. Today, not here anymore, but we thank God that we are here. We all are blessed.
Amen.
You know, I think about the scripture every day. I think about that scripture.
Hallelujah.
I think about that scripture. That we all are blessed. When we bless the city, possession of the field. We come wherever we go. We thank God for that word. Thank God for the book of the Romans. Word of God. That we all up there. We thank God the word was book of the Romans tell us that we all are blessed. We just thank God that we all are blessed. That's something to give God thanks for, to be thankful for. How he kept us and how he woke us up in the morning, how he blessed us, how he kept us, that he blessed us. He gave us eyes to see, hands to feel, knees to walk, tongue to talk.
Yes, Jesus.
He woke us up in the morning. Some demons not arrived this morning, but we thank God that we are here. And one thing about it, you ain't got nobody, ain't nobody got to, ain't nobody got to take it to the bathroom. You can get to go to the bathroom on your own. We just thank God. We
Amen.
Go take a shower on our own. Get them go take a shower. We get up and wake us up, rise up this morning. God done that, rise up this morning. He rise and put clothes on our back this morning. Ain't nobody done it but God.
Nobody blessed
us. He blessed us to see another day. And where someone run around complaining. What we don't have, but we always thank God. We always thankful for what we got.
Amen.
We always thank. We always thank God. We always think of how God blessed us. It's one thing about it. I may not have what I want, but I thank God what he give me. I really thank God for that.
You're preaching good, Deacon. Come
on now.
You're preaching good, Brother Deacon.
Yes, sir.
I thank God for that. I might not be married, but I thank God for the book of Romans. But the word of God, but the book of Proverbs tell me, when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. See, one thing about it, we better be careful.
You're preaching good.
We better be careful what we run out there for. We better be careful. And someone don't know how to treat their wives and treat them right. Someone don't even know.
You preaching good.
Huh? Someone don't even know.
Yeah,
they do. They go out there, they abuse their wives.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing, you're out there abusing your husband.
Mm-hmm.
You're abusing doing everything and really not of God.
That's so true.
My Lord.
You got cheering out there. You got cheering. They watch. They see everything what's going on. They see this.
Mm-hmm.
They see the work. They see what's going on. They see this. How you say you love a person? How you say you love your wife and you beating her? That's not no love. That ain't no love.
My.
That's not no love.
Today.
That ain't no love. First thing you do, you kiss on her jaw. Next thing, you give her a black eye.
Jesus.
That's not no love.
You're preaching.
That's the truth.
You're preaching.
Someone's right now today, you're going around, you can't keep what you have. What you doing having somebody else, somebody else, you all got the one you got at home. One you already got. You bring somebody else ain't no good for you. You mess around with these pretty young things. Well, you got one. Well, you always got pretty white teeth at home. What you run with somebody else for?
You smoking, brother. You got a smoking there.
I know
you
don't remember that on my
smoking,
bike.
Brother.
I know he's dead and gone. I know he's the greatest entertainer of all time. I know he's dead and gone. I know he's dead. You know, they celebrate his birthday this past weekend. They celebrate this Friday, the day he died, the 25th, June the 25th, 2009. He died. You know, he put that song in the late 80s. He put the song out. Some of y'all might remember that song. Huh?
That song.
Somebody used to do the moonwalk. He'd do it too.
Yeah.
But them days, he was, back in those times, he was famous back in the time. But God is the one that's famous. God is the one that's famous. God is the one.
Yeah.
God is the one. He is the one that's famous. He's the entertainer. They talk about he's the greatest of all time. But
God is the greatest of all time. God is the one.
Amen.
That's right.
God is one. You know, we look up to these celebrities. We look up to our Muhammad Ali. We look up to R. Kelly. We look up to what else sing out there? We look up all these kind of singers out there. But we never look up to Jesus. We never praise God enough.
You go on and preach, Deacon. Go on and preach, Brother Deacon.
We never talk about the will of God.
My Lord.
Jesus.
And all we look up to. We look up to these superstars and we look to these famous celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
But we never look up to Jesus enough.
It's so true.
That's what's wrong with us. We never spend more time talking about the word of God.
Amen. Now.
We talk about something too long. I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear nothing what he has to say. I don't want to hear nothing what he has to say. Where you getting from? Why you got her preaching? Why you got him preaching?
Mm.
God, that was God.
My.
That was Jesus. God is the one.
Sure.
God they want you to preach.
Mm.
One thing, but I don't come listen to that. I don't come listen to who don't really like me. But I tell you who love me. God is the one I really like. I love the word of God. I keep my mind focused on Jesus.
That's
my mind focused on the Lord. But not to my, I ain't got time to deal with a bunch of foolishness. I can tell you that now. I can be with the word of God. He's the one I look up to. Jesus, I look to him every day. He's the one.
Glory to God.
Jesus.
Did you feel like if it's too much, well, who focused there? If you think it's too much, where you are from when you first came here, if you think it's too much, well, it ain't never too much to me when the word of God. It ain't never too much to me. It ain't never too much when it's the word of God. It ain't never too much. So you're talking about, oh, it don't take all that. Let me tell you something. It does take all that to praise the Lord. It does take all that.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, don't take all that when they be twerking and carrying on. They be twerking them in the church. Y'all seen them in the church. Y'all seen it. And they be twerking and carrying on. Be twerking. I tell you what. Go ahead on. When you twerk, you might not never twerk no more. I can tell you that now. When you twerk, you might not never twerk no more. You better not never twerk no more.
That's so true.
You might not never be twerking. Probably a million, better not never twerk no more.
Ain't gonna be.
I'm like the man of God said, you're gonna find yourself going to twerk. You're twerking in hell. And that's the truth. Hate to say it. It is what it is.
We did.
We got to stop playing.
That's so true.
You know, y'all might have seen this on the news. Y'all might have saw this 35-year-old man, young man. He got attacked. He attacked by a shark. 35-year-old young man got attacked by a shark. Y'all, I heard this. I'm not making this up. I heard this on the news. I saw this on the news. A young man got attacked by a shark. And you know a shark can really eat you up. Can eat you alive, sure can. Yeah. Come out of well. A shark can too. A shark don't play with you. If you think running out there, jumping out there, running that beach, that's not a fun thing. You ain't got to be running at that beach. What you going to run out there for? But he was lucky. He's still alive.
He was blessed.
God is so good. He's still alive. He's still alive.
Hmm.
And when we still going, we doing things that really not, as you said, woman God, I heard you say about judgment. Yeah, judgment is coming. But we got to make sure, because ain't no tomorrow. Tomorrow never promising nobody. It'll be too late then. It'll be too late.
Amen.
You better, will you be ready?
When you say it.
You better be ready to be prepared. We better be ready.
At all time, brother.
You better be ready when Jesus comes. You know, I think about that songwriter said, I won't be ready when Jesus comes.
Mm-hmm.
Not tomorrow, not on this day, not on this year. So tomorrow might be too late. Next year might be too late, too.
My. Yes, Lord.
So all we do, we plan pity parties. We plan voodoo and everything to everybody. That's what we do. It's too much playing voodoo and hoodoo and all that foolishness. Ain't no time to play.
Sure no.
Ain't got time to play.
Thank you, Jesus.
Too much playing around. It's too much playing. Somebody may, I said who don't want to hear it. I'm sorry, that's the way you feel. I'm sorry. But I had to see how God spoke through my heart, how God is speaking through me. It ain't about what I want, it's what God is doing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, you're right, we are the church. Some of them don't think, some of them act like that we are, they are the church. Some of them want to run, they think they want to run it. But that's not the way you're supposed to run everything. See, we think everything, we supposed to run this, run that. But then you know what, guess what? God will take away, he'll snatch away from you. He'll snatch away, we talk about everything, that's my car, that's my truck. We don't never say that's God. That's God's car, and that's God's truck. And that's God's house. He can take away from you. He can take away from you.
Yes, he can.
But you only have one thing. You'll be sitting outside the house. You'll be sitting outside with no place to stay. Someone will be homeless. But we gotta be thanking God how God kept us. How God keep us with a roof on top of our head.
Yes.
But some of them ain't never satisfied. All we do is complaining too much. If you complain how hard it is, you complain how cold it is. We ain't never satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's the way, I'm just telling the truth. That's the way we are. We love to complain. We complain we ain't got no money. Well, we ought to be thankful. We ought to be thankful.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Talk about you and your hair ain't fit. Oh, I don't want to go. Oh, my hair ain't fit. I ain't got no clothes. I ain't got no shoes. I ain't got nothing. I always complain what you don't have. But what we ought to be thankful. Be careful. Thankful what you got.
Mm-hmm.
Always complaining. But I remember the time I was like that. I used to be like that, but I realized that I don't complain like I used to anymore. I don't complain anymore like I used to. I don't complain anymore. I don't complain like I used to.
Praise God.
Some of us love to hear. Some of us right now don't want to hear what a person might have to say. Some person might have a problem. About what a person might have to say. Then if you don't like a person, then guess what? Then that's a problem. You don't like that person. You know, I'm not hung up who don't like me. Don't like I used to. Like I said, I'm not worried about who don't come through the line. I don't worry about it. That's why the book of all Matthew tell me when two or three are gathered, God is in the midst. God is in the midst.
Yeah,
I ain't worried about it. I'm not worried about who don't come. You three. You know, God is pleased. Like he pleased today, pleased right now. He's pleased. God is pleased. He is pleased. God is pleased. You see what was the world went forward today. And we feel like we can't come and encourage the woman of God, can't encourage the man of God, something wrong with that picture. If you feel if it's too much for you, well, you don't need to come on this church line because it's not for you. If you feel that you think it's too long, I bet you was out there all night long. Well, sister so-and-so, yeah, I said it. Who got mad? You might say, Dick, what you talking about? Well, you know what? I'm just telling the truth. I'm just keeping it real. I'm not lying. I'm just telling the truth. If you don't want to hear it. I'm just going to be honest with you. You're too much playing around with sister so-and-so. With sister this and with Susan May and Lucy May and Jazz May and all that. You're too much all this. And what we need to be worrying about, Jesus. That's what we need to be worrying about the word of God. That's what we need to be worrying about.
Yes, Lord.
But I said before, I said this a couple of times. You just help on will get you in a lot of trouble. You don't know it. You keep on doing the stuff what we're doing, you're going to get you in a lot of trouble.
Amen.
Isn't that right? If you don't believe, you keep on doing what you're doing. You keep on playing. Keep on getting on the help on, see what happens to you. And I'm just saying that somebody might run go tell what I said. You gonna run tell what I said. Because look, it don't bother me. I'm just telling the truth. Ain't no time to play. I thank God for your word, what I heard today. I really enjoyed it. I thank God I was able to come, encourage you, woman of God. And no matter what, who don't want to hear it, you let God speak through you. It's what God was in you, probably nearly. And
praise
no matter what they say, you to keep on, they got to continue to use you.
Praise God.
So he is your vessel.
Mm-hmm.
I meant what I said. He is your vessel. You're the servant.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to using you. Who get mad with you? Who get jealous with you? Because it's all going to cause a lot of jealousy going on. It's still a lot of jealousy.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of mess going on. So my advice to you, you keep on. Let God continue to use you and speak to you. Because of what God say, who you are. Or who don't like you. Same for you, a spiritual mama, you the same way. I'm telling you the same way. You be encouraged. Mama, you got work to do, mother. You got work to do. Both of you got work to do.
Praise God.
You got work to do. You hear what I said? You got
Amen.
Work to do.
Amen.
If someone can't encourage, there's something wrong with that picture. Yeah, I'm not... I can always speak for Deacon. I can always speak for nobody. So I advise you keep on. Stay on the word of God. Let God continue to use you, may he keep you. In the name of Jesus, be free. Amen, amen. God bless you, and may he keep you. And I'm done. God bless you. In the name
amen.
Of Jesus, be free. Amen.
Apostle.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Brother Deacon. That was a powerful fun.
Yes.
You was preaching and sharing from your heart.
Amen.
We thank God for you, Deacon. We really thank God for you. So much. God is doing a great work with you. And all you got to do is keep on keeping on.
Amen.
Keep on keeping on. Keep on doing what the Lord called you to do, okay? And
Amen.
That's all it takes.
True.
You don't give up and you don't give in. Don't give up and you don't give in. And if you do that, the Lord is going to honor what you're doing. He's going to honor it.
Amen.
Don't worry about what people say and what people think. People going to think and people going to say what they want to.
That's
their
truth.
Job. You know,
that's
their job.
Mm-hmm.
If you doubt me, go back and study about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's their job.
That's right.
Their job is to keep on seeing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If they can keep you worrying about what they say and what they didn't say, they got you.
Amen.
They got you. But you got to get to a place where you say, man, I don't care what them people say.
No, that's right.
Because I don't move and I don't breathe because they say breathe.
Okay,
you
now.
Know? I don't breathe because they say breathe. I breathe because my Savior has given me the breath of life.
Yes.
And no devil can take it from me.
Once
Amen. You get that mindset, man, you'll make the devil mad all the time.
Well, I guess I'm making mad because I don't care.
You make them mad, Apostle. You make them mad. Okay, make them mad when you move on the unction of that God is leading you.
Mm-hmm.
The devil get mad.
That's right.
You hear what I tell? The devil gets mad. If you ever let him have position where he can control you.
Mm-hmm.
Then he winning. You gotta mess him up. No, devil. Man, last night I told Apostle Millie, last night the back left of my brain was so bad.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, it was so bad. I wanna tell you, Providence Apostle, I'm on the computer working for you right now. Okay, that's why I'm calling you out. I'm working for you right now. I'm on the computer. And another lady, the Lord showed me, and she don't know that I'm going to ordain her, another lady in Louisiana. And I get there, I'm going to ordain her because the Lord showed me her last week, so I'm making her a license right now. But I'm talking about last night, man, I was so bad. Oh, Lord, it didn't matter what I do. I put the heating pad on the back of my head, on the side of my jaw, and nothing was happening.
Hmm.
As the Lord Jesus, what's going on? I feel like if I have a tumor inside my head. I just felt it. And I tell you no lie, the pain was severe.
Hmm.
Severe pain. And I said, Lord, I got to give this to you. Because this pain is beyond my understanding.
Amen.
I can't handle this pain. It is too much.
Yes.
I had to tell him, I said, it's too much, man. It was so bad. You know, if
yes.
you take two extra strength migraine
yes.
pills, the pain's still there.
Yes.
And like the two extra strength migraine pills, there's nothing to it. And I said, okay, I know what I got to do with this thing. I got to pray. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm doing everything else except praying.
Mm-hmm.
You hear what I tell you? I'm
yes.
doing everything else except praying.
Yes.
Well, I just lay my hand on my head,
mm-hmm.
and I begin to talk to my daddy.
All right now.
I begin to talk to him.
Yes.
The Lord
yes.
is praying so much.
Yes.
I was actually almost crying.
Mm.
I said, Lord, you know this pain is too much for me.
Yes.
I can't bear this pain. Really can't be it. It's too much. I mean, it's not something that you can say, well, let me just go drink some this juice or this herb or this herb and the thing. Man, the pain don't want to go. It just like it don't want to go.
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? It just don't want to go. And I just give it to him. I just give it to him.
Yes.
And I told my wife last night, I said, honey, I seem like I can't go to sleep, man. I think this pain is taking total control over me. It's got me.
Jesus.
You know. I said this pain got me. I said, brother, you know, you got to remember that. You got to remember how you tell people about the anointing.
Mm-hmm.
And God just remind me of that. He said, you pray for people all over the world.
My.
You pray in faith.
My.
You pray in faith. So
yeah.
What's going on with you now?
Come on now.
You know? Mm-hmm. Can you handle what you're saying? So
mm-hmm.
I began to tell him, I said, oh, Lord, I just thank you right now.
Yeah.
And I started to talk to him. And I said, Lord, I thank you because I know that you're the only one that can hear me.
That's right.
And, Lord, you know this pain is too much for me. It's overbearing right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I tell you that's not a pain like when you got a pain in your knee or a pain in your ankle or something like that. That pain is something that's different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like it feels like somebody has a drill on your head and drilling into your head. You hear what I'm telling you? That's how that pain felt to me. Like something,
mm-hmm.
somebody was drilling inside my head, drilling to the left, back
mm-hmm.
of my brain, drilling in there.
Jesus.
I could feel the burning. I could feel the pain, the burning, and I can't do nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, just pray. So I said, okay, well, I'm just going to pray, and I'm going to believe God to really set this me free from this pain. And I prayed. I went to sleep.
Yes.
And sin.
Jesus.
But you know what? When you begin to teach the word of God,
yes.
and you begin to preach and you begin to live the word of God, the enemy gonna come at you from the places that he know to come.
Amen.
You know, and sometimes
so,
he has come in attacking your family.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he attack your children.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he attack your finances. Sometimes he attack your job. Sometimes
yes,
he attack your body. He attacks your body. And you have to get to that place where you understand that it's not God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God don't have to do that to get your attention.
That's right.
You don't have to do that. And he can do many more things to get your attention. But the devil will do that to get your attention because the devil wants you not to think and put God first in your life.
That's true.
You know, so he'll have you focusing on the pain that's in your body and you forget that you got your weapon.
Amen.
You forget you got the weapon to destroy the pain.
All right now.
Because remember he told you that the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And he told you that you're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wicked spirits in high places, rulers of the darkness of this world. You see, you're dealing with different warriors. So now you got to fight them. You got to fight them different. Because we know from studying the Bible that sickness don't come from God. We know this. It does not come from God. People say, well, God put that on me. No, God do not put sickness on nobody.
Right.
He said, beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. So God wishes for you to be healthy.
That's right.
That's God's thought of you.
Mm-hmm.
So the devil bring these things. He bring all the stuff that gonna say with you. So, you know, if you got a broken leg, you're thinking about praying. You know, if you got a broken leg or broken hand, if your eye is messed up, you aren't thinking about praying, you aren't thinking about fasting, you aren't thinking about reading no Bible. You say, I want my leg to get well. I want to have my leg working well. And that's all you're thinking about. What the doctor going to give me to get me? No, but you forget the real Dr. Jesus.
Dr. Jesus. That's
the real
true.
Dr. Jesus. If you just go to the real doctor,
mm-hmm.
something will happen.
Amen.
And I experienced that last night. I mean, in a real manifested form.
My Lord.
You know, and I told him this morning, I says, I was in the bathroom. I said, Lord, you know, I'm not going to receive no tumor in my body.
That's right.
I said, Lord, I'm not going to receive no tumor in my body. I mean, if I didn't know, but I know. I said, tumor don't belong to me. I'm a servant of God.
Amen.
It don't belong to me. It belongs to Satan people. Now, they don't belong to me.
That's true now.
It don't belong to me, so I'm not receiving it. I said, God, I'm going to walk in health.
Yes,
I'm going to walk in health just to glorify your name.
So no.
This year, I will be 72 years old. You hear what I said? This year,
Amen.
I will be 72 years old.
Thank you, Lord.
Apostle Millie, when you see me, and not boasting, if I boast in Christ.
All right.
When you see me, you ain't gonna believe that I'm just a stone throw away from 72 years old. You're not gonna believe that. The way God keeps my body. You're not gonna believe it.
I believe it. I will believe that. I will believe that. I will. Because I know God is keeping you. I know. Thank you, Jesus.
So I am truly grateful. That's why I do for the body of Christ. Yes, ma'am.
You bring some of your herbs and stuff.
Huh?
Bring some of your herbs and stuff.
I'm gonna bring some stuff with me.
Bring some stuff in my bag.
I got a lot of stuff. If I take a picture and show you how many stuff I got here, will you blow your bag? And then
ooh.
I got a kitchen table. My kitchen table. I got a dining room table. Then I got a kitchen table where it's covered with herbs, all different types of herbs. And then I've got my fridge. The whole top of the fridge is covered. The whole top of the fridge is covered in herbs. I spent a lot of money on herbs, you know.
Okay, you got something for the mind?
I got all that stuff.
Well, I need some of that
I
stuff.
I got, there's one called, I use that, that's for the brain. For the brain, I use that, it's called Spore, S-P-O-R-E. Yeah, I got two bottles of that.
I need some of that.
I'm still using on this defender, the mind. It's powerful herb. But you know, because I research a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And I post a lot of stuff on Facebook for people, and they say, man, we thank you. They call me the herb man. I said, man, we thank you. When you be doing stuff, I said, yeah, because if I find out something, I put it on Facebook, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I find it out, I use it myself. I don't just say, well, I find out this. These herbs of this, I learned this stuff from herbalists in Jamaica or Trinidad or India or something. I said, well, I'm going to put it. No, I buy it. I use it for myself. I use it myself first. I got so much stuff for my heart, a lot of heart herbs and stuff. And I, you know, blood pressure stuff. I got a lot of herbs, different herbs for blood. I use that stuff because, you know, a lot of stuff. That stuff the doctor give you is no good for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's no good for you. And I got heart medicine from my doctor too. I use that stuff once in a while. I use it if I've been off for a while and I've been eating a lot of stuff. You have to flush the water out of your body.
Mm-hmm.
It flushes the fluid. So I use it one night. Then I go back to my herbs.
Yeah.
Because the heart medicine that they give you, Lipitor and all that type of stuff. And cholesterol things, that stuff messes your kidneys up. So you have
mm-hmm.
to really, really be careful with it. Most people that be on heart medicine from the doctor, eventually they end up going on dialysis because it messes the kidneys up.
Jesus.
So if you're on heart medicine from the doctor, ever
mm-hmm.
so often you ought to go off the heart medicine and drink baking soda and lemon juice for 2 or 3 days. Baking
mm-hmm.
soda. Baking soda is one of the most powerful antioxidants on the earth, baking soda. And what it does, it cleans your liver and it cleans your kidneys. Your kidney could be 70% dying. And baking soda will clean out all of the toxins out your kidneys and bring back your kidney alive.
Those doctors will not
tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
They won't tell that because it will put the pharmaceutical people out of business. But since 1966, I think 66, yeah, 66, 66 or 67, and the Germans have been using baking soda to clean kidneys and cure kidneys. The Germans, they're the first people using it. American scientists know about it too, but it's easier for them to have you run into the hospital and put you on dialysis. And charging
mm-hmm.
your insurance company thousands and thousands of dollars.
That's
and
right.
You don't see the bill. Mm-hmm. You know, even with my high specialist, I don't have to see him. I ain't seen him in the last 6 months. Now I got to see him in September. Mm-hmm. Well, they know I'm doing good, so they just called me and said, well, they had to change the date because he wasn't going to be in the office, and that's 6 months ago. So he knows that. They know that stuff. And they put you on hot medicine, put you on hot medicine, because then he write to, he said, well, you know, you gotta pay $75 or something, you know, sometimes that's like $100 and something or $200. But then he sent a bill to the, 'cause he did all this stuff that don't need nothing, you know, put me in, do a sonogram or whatever you call it, do X-ray for the chest and EKG or Z or something, and do all this stuff that don't need, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Don't need that stuff because he knows that I'm in good health, but he had run through all these tests. And he said, Mr. Callie, he said, Rev, you're doing real good. I don't got to see you for 6 months. But then he sent the insurance company a bill, $3,000-something, you know? Because that's how they make that money.
That's right. Mm-mm. That's why I don't let go to them, I tell you.
I use a lot of herbs, I tell you. A lot of herbs I use. I got one I'm using
up
for.
Oh, you got a lot of herbs.
I got one. I'm using one here now to recover, to strengthen my eyes, because I have to use glasses to read.
Yeah,
but I can't
some
see small.
My eyes too.
I can't see small stuff. I can't see small stuff, so I can see way down the street. My vision is way down the road, but right here I can't see nothing. So I'm using some herbs here now called Revision. So, and I noticed that since I've been using that, my eyes are getting stronger.
Well, I need some because I had cataract surgery, and let me tell you, I know I shouldn't have. I didn't go back to the doctor. I ain't been back to the doctor, and. They told me, just, you know, go in the store and buy some regular reading glasses, you know, because that's the only time I could use, you know. But I know, I think it was Friday, I was telling, either Thursday night, I was telling Pastor Linda, my eyes started bothering me, Lord. I had broke one pair of the glasses. I said, geez, I need help now. I know where to go to the store. And I found another one. That I used.
I was just laughing because you'd be so funny when you'd be talking to yeah, but yes, you'd be
but that
making
was the
me
truth.
Laugh.
That's the
yeah,
truth.
I know you're talking to
me. I can't see. Captain Lynn said, well, all you can't see, she said, I'll pick up and read for you. Oh, I said, Lord, let me find one pair of glasses. Well, I did find the other pair, but you just had some of that stuff. Well, when the Lord let us meet together, because I'm sure enough going to take it.
Yeah, we'll see y'all when we get over there.
Yeah.
We're going to be over there shortly. It's going to be here shortly. I think it's week after next.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Praise God.
Anybody, if anybody on the line needs prayer, we'll pray for you now. If you need prayer, we'll pray for you now. If not, we're going to have the apostle prayer, Sister Apostle Millie Jefferson will pray prayers out, and we'll see you all on tomorrow. Apostle Washington will be bringing the word tomorrow, and I'm going to come back with part two of the message that I did on Sunday. I'm getting part two on Wednesday. And then the Lord say the same prophetess, Millie, Apostle Millie, will come back in on Thursday. Okay?
Amen.
So nobody need prayer? Nobody need prayer. We'll come on in. Okay?
Okay. Well, we can close out. Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for life. Again, help and strength. Because, Lord, we realize from the moment we said it earlier, got a purpose for our life, and you align us to stay here until you fulfill that within us, that story, the words that you're going to completely. But Father, I just thank you, Lord, for our overseer, Apostle Callender, and his family, and to Apostle Washington and Bishop James and to Deacon. I just thank you for Mother Grant, you know, when she's able to come on. I just strengthen each and every one. Continue to use us, of course, your will and your purpose in Jesus' name. And let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you all tomorrow later. God bless you and have a blessed day.
God bless
day.
You too.
All right. Yes, thank you. Thank you so much again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.